Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
On government stress tests to assess their strength in the event of new financial shocks. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason says the test results will be released to the public on May the 4th.
If the government says all the banks are fine, most people won't believe them. If the government says, ooh, all the banks are in trouble, you could cause another panic. So many on Wall Street feel that it's kind of a no-win situation the government has put itself in here, that this isn't going to work whatever they say.
Did Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson lean on Bank of America and Merrill Lynch to merge, even though they knew shareholders would lose millions? CBS News correspondent Cheryl Akison has new details on this story.
According to deposition testimony obtained by CBS News, Bank of America's Ken Lewis said he learned of a staggering amount of deterioration in Merrill Lynch's finances, where it lost $3 billion in just 6 days. Lewis informed Treasury Secretary Paulson he wanted to terminate the merger, but Paulson threatened to fire Lewis and the Bank of America board if they failed to close the deal.
Well, a published report says Uncle Sam is putting together a bankruptcy filing for Chrysler. Here's reporter Jeff Gilbert of CBS station WWJ in Detroit.
More analysts are seeing a Chrysler bankruptcy is inevitable. The Wall Street Journal says even if Chrysler reaches all the deals it needs to reach by next week's deadline, it may have to file just to shed liabilities. That could be a good move, says University of Michigan business professor Klaus Fornell.
If Chrysler goes down, the likelihood of General Motors going down is smaller.
Chrysler says it's important to keep all of its options open. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
This morning, Ford has announced a first quarter loss of nearly $1.5 billion while cutting its cash spending. Within weeks, the world will have a fresh look at the abuse of prisoners held by the U.S. in Afghanistan and Iraq. With the story, CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato, who joins us live.
The Obama administration has decided to let the public see dozens of photos.
They are Defense Department documents that show prisoners were abused at locations other than Abu Ghraib.
Amrit Singh's a lawyer for the ACLU, which has been seeking the release.
Government records here prove that all of the Bush administration's claims about humane treatment of its prisoners were just false.
There are some Defense Department concerns the photos could spark more anti-U.S. outrage in the Middle East. Former Vice President Cheney and other conservatives accused President Obama of raising security risks. Intensive CIA interrogations are triggering intensive investigations. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
People who've studied the CIA program say they want to weigh what was done against the value of what the interrogators got.
Let's get the information out. Let's see what happened here. What are we really talking about?
Jane Mayer, author of The Dark Side, about CIA secret prisons.
There was opposition to this torture program from inside the Bush administration. We're not talking about liberals who were opposed to this. We're talking about lawyers and law enforcement people and military people who simply said, this is not what our country does. This is what the enemy does.
A Senate committee this week said it's concerned the U.S. lost its moral authority. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Fire crews say calmer winds overnight have helped them hold the line against a wildfire that scorched 31 square miles along South Carolina's coast. But the blaze has traumatized Myrtle Beach residents like Amanda Horton.
Everything around us is just engulfed in flames and we just got out. We took our dogs and got out.
This is Jim Crisula, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Relief with regret. Joel Allen's mixed emotions as a wildfire engulfs his coastal South Carolina neighborhood.
Our home is okay, but we have some neighbors that lost everything, and that's terrible.
Allen and his neighbors were jarred awake by police in the middle of the night as the out-of-control fire jumped a main highway. Jim Crisula, CBS News, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
4 past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A sizable gender gap could hurt Governor Ritter if he seeks a second term. That's the finding of a new poll of more than 1,000 Colorado voters. Public policy polling says the governor's approval rating is down to 41%.
You ask the approval question with women, he gets a 48% approval, but he only gets a 34% approval from men.
Pollster Dean Debnam says they also tested two possible 2010 matchups against Ritter. The results, former Congressman Scott McGinnis has a 48-41% lead, and Minority Leader Josh Penry trails the governor by just 2 points. Two newborn puppies are doing well after being saved by Good Samaritans in Windsor.
Sherry Legg was walking in a park Monday with her mother and son when they heard whining and squealing coming from a garbage bin. After digging under the trash, they found the puppies in a plastic bag tied at the top. The tiny animals were no more than 12 hours old and cold to the touch. The puppies were rushed to a pet hospital where they were warmed and fed goat's milk.
AM 760's Joe Chiaro says the puppies may be ready for adoption in a couple of months. And a Colorado Springs woman managed to escape with only a bruise on her leg after an encounter with a bear.
She attempted to climb up a steep embankment to get off of the trail up to a roadway to try to flag down help and get away from the bear. When she stepped out onto the roadway, she was bumped by a car.
Michael Serafin with the Colorado Division of Wildlife says 26-year-old Ashley Swenson is also 5 months pregnant. She plans to give her baby the middle name Bear. The DOW put the animal down. Sports, Rockies begin a 3-game set with the Dodgers at home tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where volume is very light as you're out and about this early morning. No delays for southbounders on I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. I-70 is also in excellent shape over that elevated stretch. Off the highways, two cars mixed it up. This is northbound Quebec at 24th. That one should be out of the way in about the next 10 minutes. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Everything at Hacienda Colorado is made from scratch every day. From ingredients so fresh, so authentic, most people need an interpreter.
Technology. Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
The recently released Amazon Kindle 2 has a couple of new buttons, the iPhone and iPod Touch. A new app has just been pushed out through Apple's App Store, which allows users to read the exact same Kindle content with their Apple devices. It doesn't end there, though, as shared features include the ability to sync bookmarks, buy new content, and more.
Inspector Gadget.
Technology. Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future. With the new iPod Shuffle, think zero, as in zero buttons. Yep, user control of the new Shuffle from the main unit to the headphones results in a reduction in size of around 50%. As cool as it sounds, though, there is one small caveat. If you're doing anything other than sitting still, you're going to have trouble grabbing the constantly swaying headphone control.
Inspector Gadget.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the Ain't Misbehavin' anniversary tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown. Welcome
to
the world premiere
and
show buzz.
The movie industry is all on Twitter about rumors of a big screen return for Tom and Jerry. If true, they would be following in the live-action footsteps of fellow Hanna-Barbera character Scooby-Doo. According to reports, the new Tom and Jerry movie will focus on how the two characters met and the reasons behind their subsequent rivalry.
Show buzz.
Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
Looking for a new companion to keep track of the time and the number of calories you're burning? You need to check out the latest additions to Garmin's Forerunner range of watches, including the 310XT, which features a robust exterior, is waterproof to 50 meters, boasts improved calorie counting accuracy, and also has GPS and wireless connectivity capabilities.
Inspector Gadget.
In connection with a scandal involving a New York State retirement fund, what's gotten short shrift in the coverage, though, is the complicated situation that Ratner left behind for his partners at the big hedge fund Quadrangle Group. On this Friday, Quadrangle's investors are scheduled to vote on whether they want to keep funneling money into a Ratner-free Quadrangle. Ratner's departure from the firm in February came at a precarious moment for the fund, and here's the upshot of this story. The car czar potentially has investments in the car industry. This is what happens when you fill your administration with former Wall Street people, former and current Wall Street people. Local news, a lot of local news. Ritter does not fare well in poll. That's the headline of the Denver Post. Democrat Bill Ritter rode an anti-Republican sentiment to the governor's office in 2006, but a new poll says he might have a much harder time in his reelection. In the survey of more than 1,000 likely Colorado voters, Ritter's disapproval ratings are higher than his approval ratings among all voters, including Latinos and the most crucial bloc of all in Colorado politics, unaffiliated voters. Ritter will most likely face one of two Grand Junction Republicans next year, former Congressman Scott McGinnis or Senate Minority Leader Josh Penry. The poll shows McGinnis beating Ritter 48-41 and Ritter barely edging Penry 40-42. That last line one is pathetic. Josh Penry's never run for statewide office and Bill Ritter is barely beating him. That is pathetic. Ritter's approval rating is 41%, down from 49%. His disapproval rating now is 49%. You know, this is what happens, folks. This is what happens when we have a governor who hasn't really, I don't think, taken a lot of strong stands on a lot of issues. It's hard to say what Bill Ritter is actually for, other than he's for cleaner energy, which is a good thing, but everybody's for cleaner energy. It's hard to understand what Bill Ritter is really for, what he's all about. Colorado Senate panel backs the cell phone bill, a bill requiring drivers to use hands-free devices while talking on cell phones, is advancing at the state capitol. The Senate Finance Committee backed the measure in a 4-3 vote. However, two of the lawmakers who voted yes said they had concerns and indicated they might change their mind later when the bill comes to the floor. So this fight is not over. We're going to be talking to Chris Nevitt, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, Councilman Chris Nevitt. His bill, it's called the Workforce Retention Ordinance, is getting delayed. This is a bill that says when the city changes contracts with a company, that workers at the company will get a 90-day warning before potentially being laid off. Business interests hate it. Labor wants it, and now it's being delayed. Mayor John Hickenlooper has gone back and forth on this bill, and we're going to be talking to Chris Nevitt, city councilman, about this bill today. The ACLU has fired the first shot in what could turn into a legal battle over Colorado's control of what messages may appear on personalized license plates. Colorado Chapter Legal Director Mark Silverstein earlier this week asked the Colorado Department of Revenue for records, including copies of plate applications denied since January 2007 because they were considered offensive to the general public, quote-unquote, or offensive to good taste and decency. Revenue Department spokesman Mark Couch said he had received the request and the agency will comply with the Open Records Act. This is in the wake of the revenue department rejecting the application for a plate emblazoned with ILVTOFU. I love tofu. Apparently, FU, according to the Denver Post, is on a long list of letter combinations barred by the division because someone could interpret the letters as an abbreviated obscenity. That's really pathetic. I mean, that is just pathetic. Governor Ritter has vetoed a legislative proposal that would have added Gilpin or Teller County residents to the Limited Gaming Control Commission. So this is a vote against gaming, a veto of a bill in the gaming area. Existing home sales in the West are up 19% in March from last year. This is very good news. The West, including Colorado, was the only part of the country to see sales of existing home increase in March from the same month in 2008. That's pretty good. Colorado Rockies aren't anywhere near the top of the standings, the Forbes standings, that is, according to the Denver Business Journal. Forbes' 12th annual ranking of the financial value of Major League Baseball teams ranks the Denver franchise 20th out of 30 teams. So that's the news of the day. Movie Friday, as promised, we're going to kick it off here. It's always Movie Friday, at least when I host. And Movie Friday is based today on Entertainment Weekly's news story about 19 creepy movie stalkers. Who do you think is the creepiest movie stalker? I'll read you some here from Entertainment Weekly. One is Jennifer Jason Leigh in Single White Female. That was like sort of the classic stalker movie. It's a pretty crazy movie, actually. Robert De Niro in Cape Fear. Yeah, that's... I'm going with that one, I think. That's definitely the crazy... That's the craziest, creepiest stalker. Max Cady, if you remember him. Entertainment Weekly says Kevin Bacon and The Woodsman. Never saw that movie. Jim Carrey and The Cable Guy. That's a good one. That's a really good one. That movie's like funny and creepy at the same time. Judi Dench and Notes on a Scandal. That was a fantastic movie. Meg Ryan and Sleepless in Seattle. Creepy? I don't think she was creepy in that. Come on. Glenn Close and Fatal Attraction, absolutely. That was the movie I wasn't allowed to see.
That was a brutal one.
Cameron Diaz and Vanilla Sky, that's a good one. I've not seen that. That's a weird movie. Let's see. Patrick Bergen and Sleeping with the Enemy. Kathy Bates and Misery, that's a good one. Kurt Russell in Death Proof, never saw that. Mark Wahlberg in Fear, didn't see that. Alicia Silverstone in The Crush. That was pretty creepy. Erica Christensen in Swim Fan. I didn't see that.
What was the one? Mark Wahlberg? Did you mention him?
In Fear. Yeah. Chris Elliott and There's Something About Mary. I love that. That's funny.
Yeah. Woogie.
Yeah, Woogie, exactly. Jessica Walter in Play Misty for Me. Robert De Niro in The King of Comedy. I didn't see that. It's an old 83. Michael Keaton in Pacific Heights. That's a good one. That's an underrated movie. That's a great movie. God, that movie is scary.
Not seen that one either. There's a lot of those movies I haven't seen.
And Robin Williams in 1 Hour Photo.
So, yeah, he plays a good creep, doesn't he?
Yeah, I didn't see it. It looked too creepy. I got a little problem. My wife doesn't like scary movies.
That's a problem.
It is a problem. So, who do you think is the creepiest movie stalker out there? Who do you think is the creepiest movie stalker out there? And the open question of the first hour is going to be, why do you think Governor Bill Ritter's poll numbers are so poor? Do you think he's done a good job? His numbers are really, really bad. And I'm curious why you think an incumbent governor in a state that is trending blue has such poor polling numbers. Why the governor is down in this proposed matchup between him and Scott McGinnis. Why he's being beaten right now. What do you think he's done right? What do you think he's done wrong? What are your theories as to why he's not doing well? 303-713-7600. We got open phones. Again, 303-713-7600. Why is Governor Ritter in the hole right now? Do you think he's going to lose? Do you think he deserves a primary? What do you think he's done right? Curious to hear your thoughts. 303-713-7600. And make sure to have your favorite movie stalker with you on this Movie Friday.
Can I give you mine?
Absolutely.
Anthony Michael Hall in 16 Candles. Forget what the character's name is.
Creepy?
It's pretty creepy. Nerds.
Yeah, he was kind of... Yeah,
nerdy
remember,
and creepy. Remember his
he's
friends?
Got, he's got her underwear.
Yeah. Girl's underpants. One of my favorite lines in any movie.
That's a great movie.
We need evidence. What kind of evidence? Panties. No problem. Girl's underpants.
Oh, yeah, he goes, underpants. Okay.
Girl's underpants.
And they both said it.
Yeah, man. Great. And who's his buddy there?
John Cusack
yeah,
is
John
one of
Cusack.
Them. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, 303-713-7600. Why is Governor Ritter's poll numbers, why are they so bad? A new poll has him losing to Scott McGinnis in a potential matchup, 2010 matchup, showing Governor Ritter's disapproval ratings higher than his approval ratings. Terrible numbers for an incumbent. What is going on? Are you happy with him? Are you not happy with him? 303-713-7600. And it's Movie Friday. Give us your favorite movie stalker. First, let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Got an early crash off the highways, maybe getting in folks' way. It's in the cleanup phase. Northbound Quebec at 24th there near Old Stapleton. Rest of the drive looking pretty good for us so far. Seeing some heavier jams, though, coming out of North Glen on southbound I-25. 104th down to 84th, showing speeds dipping into the 30s already. Also seeing more cars heading across 225, mostly on the southbound side. First to Colfax again, once you get closer to I-25. And the normal jams heading into downtown, westbound 76th at 74th Avenue. Your forecast, mostly sunny, a lot like yesterday. Highs in the upper 70s, right now 56 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Dick's Sporting Goods sneak preview is going on now in Aurora. It's all here. Great prices on a huge selection of sports gear for every athlete. If you buy sporting...
Now at the Home Depot, we're offering special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Plus, free workshops this weekend on spring outdoor projects, which means we'll show you how to save cash by tackling improvements yourself. Then keep that cash in your pocket by postponing payments. Special deferred financing. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Interested in learning more about solar and helping the environment? Then join Independent Power Systems at Party for the Planet Kids Fest at the Denver Aquarium. Party for the Planet is the American Zoo Association's official Earth Day celebration. Kids Fest is this Saturday, April 25th at the Denver Aquarium from 10 to 4. Visit solarips.com/kidfest to learn more or to schedule a free solar assessment. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond. The ideal cut diamond is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
Tree can absorb as much carbon in a year as a car produces while driving 26,000 miles. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates the tree at their season opening April 24th. Creekside Tree Nursery has the highest quality stock with the best selection and best prices in all of Boulder County. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com. Then visit their season opening April 24th, just east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. Or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647.
0616.
That's Van Morrison. It's the kind of music we need on a Friday. Just chill out music. I'm so psyched that it's Friday. I love Fridays. Who doesn't love Fridays? I should do a whole show on people's favorite days of the week. Nominate your... I hate Tuesdays. Those are the worst. Tuesdays are the worst. All right, open question. Why are Governor Bill Ritter's poll numbers in the tank? And what do you think about him? Why is he down to Scott McGinnis? I mean, he's getting, in this poll, 48 to 41. He's getting crushed. A couple other news items I wanted to just hit you with before we get to the phones. The company that owns the Philadelphia Inquirer and Philadelphia Daily News... This is really incredible. I mean, this is really incredible. Hosted a $233,000 trip to Rome for about 70 people a year before filing for bankruptcy. They also paid their boss $1.1 million. This is after we find out the New York Times, which is demanding cuts from its unions, also paid millions of dollars in bonuses to its executives. And we're supposed to feel bad for the newspaper industry. I mean, I want the newspaper industry to do well. But it's hard to feel bad for the newspaper industry executives when they're making decisions like this. And by the way, this is even crazier. The Inquirer was paying, get this, was paying Rick Santorum, the lunatic right-wing former senator, who had been crushed in the election. And specifically crushed in Philadelphia. The Inquirer had been paying him $1,700 a column to write a column every other week. $1,700 a column. Now, I can tell you, I write a column every week. I don't make $1,700 on my column. And my column runs in about 60 or 70 newspapers. I don't make $1,700 a column for 2 months' worth of columns every week. But Rick Santorum was making $1,700 per column at a newspaper that was going bankrupt. It's incredible. Apple sells its 1 billionth iPhone application. It's news from Macworld. Love Macworld. Love my Mac. And again, the open question today for the first hour is the new poll showing Bill Ritter, who's has his disapproval ratings higher than his approval ratings. Why do you think that is? 303-713-7600. And it's Movie Friday. Give us your favorite movie stalker. Mine is Max Cady from Cape Fear. Who is yours? Dwayne in Denver. Dwayne.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Hey, I was just saying to John that I don't like Bill Ritter. I like him as a person. I don't know him as a person, but as a person, I'm sure he's a fine man. But I don't know. He just doesn't come off as being strong. I don't know, too wishy-washy. I can't remember some of the things that had gone on or whatever. I don't know if it was, I don't remember if it was the city workers or whatever, but I just thought to myself, you know, when he talks, it just sure, I don't know, it's not very confident. It's wishy-washy.
I mean, that's actually, you're making the most, if he or his people are listening, you're making the kind of point that, like, would drive them most crazy. In that it doesn't sound like you even have, like, a general beef, like, a specific beef with him. It's more like a general impression that he's just weak and it hasn't really.
Well, it is. I mean, I don't know. I'm a Democrat and I'm kind of disappointed in all of them because they all talk tough in the beginning. And then when push comes to shove, boy, they sure seem to roll over pretty easy, you know?
Yeah. I really do. I know it. And I thought, you know, Ritter, he came out of the gate. He comes out of the gate. He vetoed that. If everyone, you know, maybe people remember, maybe they don't. Comes out, he vetoes that labor bill, you know, to help people organize.
Right.
You know, it's just sort of, I feel like it's not even like people, you don't even remember the specifics. And I've worked for politicians and running for re-election and election, and the worst thing that can happen is not that people get mad at you over one specific issue, it's that when people develop a kind of a general impression of you as kind of weak and directionless, that's the most dangerous, because that's hard to overcome.
That's exactly right, because you really don't know what he stands for, because he hasn't made an impression and did anything. I mean, right or wrong, I mean, for God's sakes, just do something, you know. But that's my impression. Like, if I would, I will vote for him again. You know,
You will, or you won't?
I won't.
You won't?
I think that's one reason why the Republicans do so well. When they say they're going to come out and do something, they go out and do it. And
they do.
Either you stand by them, and if you don't, well, we really don't care.
It's kind of like the old idea that, like, you define yourself
right
by your enemies too. Meaning, if you pick a fight with an interest group or an enemy, you're helping define yourself. Now, I gotta say this. I give Ritter credit for his ballot initiative to try to raise taxes, raise severance taxes on the oil industry. I thought that took guts. But he hasn't done enough of sort of.
He hasn't done enough.
He hasn't done enough of that stuff.
Democratic politics.
Right.
In my opinion. And I'm voting Democrat, and it's the same old song and dance.
Dwayne.
A bunch of weevils.
Dwayne, you got a movie stalker?
You know, I don't, but I would like to tell you something that last week you guys were talking about Chicago's 24-625 or whatever song.
Right.
And you wanted to know how they got that name or what it means.
25 or 624, yeah.
Yes. What that means is those are the majors in that song. And when they were writing and creating that song and putting it together, they were trying to put the majors, they were trying to create, when they created that song, they were moving the majors around. And those were the majors of the song that they were moving around. And that's how they came up with it, you know, 25.
So it's about, I see, it's about the,
like majors.
That
were playing the song, and that's how they named that song.
Hey, man, now I know, and as G.I. Joe used to say on the cartoon, knowing is half the battle. Thanks, Dwayne.
You're very welcome, guys. Love your show.
See ya. Bye. Dutch in Westminster. Dutch, what's wrong with Governor Ritter?
Well, let's see. He tried to put a tax, they've already done it. They raised the registration fees in the cars because they keep dipping in the tax repair fund, so here we go again. We have to repay into the highway repair fund all the time because they don't leave it alone. And he's part of that. He also vetoed the Freedom of Choice Labor Act.
Right, right, which I just mentioned.
Yeah, and it just, you know, it's itty-bitty little things like this that make me kind of upset with him. But as a reformed Republican, if I had to vote between McGinnis and Ritter, I'd vote for Ritter again.
Well, I mean, that's where I am, but
he's got to do better.
He's got to do better, and you know, I wonder if there's going to be a primary against him. I mean, that's what I'm really curious about.
I don't see anybody in Horizon who could you know really challenge him.
Well, you know, it always seems like that. In situations like this, I'll give you an example. When I was living up in Montana in 2006, the state auditor up there was the presumptive nominee for U.S. Senate, and the state Senate president said, you know, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring there for a primary. And people said, no, you shouldn't do that, and it's crazy. And anyway, state Senate president went on to win the primary, actually destroyed the auditor in the primary. And then went on to win the Senate seat. So these things can be kind of old. I don't see anybody on the horizon yet either. But you know, never say never.
Well, I will never say never.
Right.
Because you know, and the thing is, you know, he's done some good things. I mean, like you said, the removing the concessions to the oil companies, and they tried to make it as a tax, and it really wasn't.
Right.
But it just wasn't handled well.
Well, they didn't win, and it was on a crowded ballot, and it wasn't handled all that well. But I thought, and this is what I always think. You, in part, define yourself by what enemies you're willing to make, and the politicians who try to avoid making enemies don't help themselves, because the public, especially at a time like this, wants a fighter, wants somebody to take on powerful interests. And so you define yourself by which powerful interests you're going to go up against and which ones you're going to ally yourself with. There's a story I was just reading about Andrew Cuomo, the attorney general in New York. You know, he basically said, all right, I'm going to use the opportunity of the Wall Street scandal to go after and try to re-regulate Wall Street in the way that I can. He's the state attorney general in New York. And the article is about how he understood that there's a benefit to him in being seen as the guy taking on that enemy, if you will. That it's not, that just trying to always be friends with everybody doesn't necessarily help you. And I think the Colorado Democratic Party in general, and Ritter in specific, there's this idea that you shouldn't make enemies. And sometimes you got to make enemies to do real things. All right, Dutch, before we go, you got a movie stalker?
Yes, sir, I do. Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
But that's like a no-brainer. I'm glad I knew somebody was going to bring it up. And remember, The Shining took place here in Colorado, so it had to be brought up on this show.
Well, it's a classic. I mean, it really defined modern stocking shows.
Absolutely, man.
Movie shows. It's because it was there were ones before, but it was old.
It's the genre creator. It created the genre. Everything is a derivative of Jack Nicholson in The Stalker, in The Shining.
Yes.
Hey, Dutch, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
6:36, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Friday, Movie Friday. Who's your favorite stalker? Your favorite creepy movie stalker? John Turk has nominated Anthony Michael Hall from 16 Candles.
He was stalking Molly Ringwald big time.
He was. I'm going with Max Cady in Cape Fear. Who's your favorite movie stalker? And then the question of the hour, why are Bill Ritter's poll numbers so bad? New poll shows that he's losing in a potential matchup to Scott McGinnis. Shows that his disapproval ratings are higher than his approval ratings in a state that's supposed to be trending blue. Do you have a problem with Ritter? Do you think these poll numbers, do you not understand these poll numbers? Do you understand them? Do you think you should get a primary? Let's get your take. 303-713-7600. All right, Turk, give us traffic.
All right, traffic looking pretty good for us still this morning. Usual jams and slow spots around the freeway systems. Eastbound 270 really coming to a halt now from York to Vasquez. And the jams on southbound I-25 and North Glen again near downtown after I-70. And westbound 270 also filling up for us from York to 76. That's a little bit unusual, but looks like a pretty good morning commute for us so far. Your forecast, mostly sunny to start, afternoon clouds and highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow going to be cooler, a few showers and a high of 56. Sunday, partly cloudy, afternoon showers and a high near 60. Right now, we're at 56 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ralph Schomp Mini, featuring the Mini Cooper with a starting price of just $19,200. Now available with special 1.9% APR financing through April 30th. Learn more at RalphSchompMini.com.
If you listen to AM760, you can win a VIP meet and greet breakfast with Tom Hartman, along with Green Festival tickets to hear Tom speak.
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream. And let's be honest, it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate targeted nutrition. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-491-8149. That's 1-800-491-8149. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-491-8149. That's 1-800-491-8149.
Don't miss the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra's season finale concert, titled Awakening of the Spirit, on April 25th at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Schubert's Eighth Symphony, known as the Unfinished, will delight with its sublime lyrical perfection. Souls will soar as Van Cliburn gold medalist John Nakamatsu joins the Boulder Philharmonic for Brahms' Epic Piano Concerto No. 2. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
Do you consider yourself a supporter of Bill Ritter, or are you one of those people who disapproves of him? 303-713-7600. Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM760.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Okay.
I enjoy your program every morning. I just wanted to talk about Bill Ritter. I'm a good friend of Bill Ritter, and I work hard for him to get elected. I mean, I'm African-American origin, and we have a big, large group of people. We invited him to our homes. I raise money. I volunteer every single day. But and also, when he was ready, I brought some issues to Mr. Ritter during the meeting. And since then, Mr. Ritter got elected. I even wrote him a passionate letter. I had to give it. I wrote him a letter. I wrote a letter to Labor Secretary. I received a reply. Transportation Secretary, I received a reply. But Bill Ritter never, ever, even dropped me a line about my concerns. I worked for the state city government, and I was terminated, and he knew it. I told him before he was elected that there was a problem. I wrote him a letter. He never replied me. I just want to say that I'm not a millionaire, and we are not in our community. But at the same time, we have a vote. So if Mr. Ritter was running, come into our homes, walk with him, and he never replied to our concerns, you know what? Good luck to him to the next election. We still like him, but I tell you what, we have to make a judgment whether he deal with millionaires or deal with local people.
So you.
That's my comment.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Ken and Aurora, you're on AM760. What do you think about Bill Ritter?
Well, I think the first two callers really hit it on the head. You know, when you're dissing the unions and the people who helped get you in there and then turn around raising taxes, you're not making fans out of anybody, frankly. And, you know, and then on top of that, I really am still baffled about why Michael Bennett. Was that a political thing for a friend or what? Because that guy still, is he a conservative? Is he a liberal? Who is he? I mean, what kind of political background does he have? So that whole putting Bennett in is still baffling to me. And I just, I think when Democrats or Republicans turn around and tick off the people who put them in and then tick everybody else off too, they're not going to get very good ratings.
Now, in fairness to Ritter, I mean, he did extend collective bargaining rights to public employees, and that was considered a pretty progressive move. He has been progressive in pushing clean energy, green energy. He's been he supported, although in my estimation fairly weakly, but he did support tuition equity, the tuition equity bill for the children of undocumented workers.
Right.
But
well,
I think,
like you said, like you put it though, I think you put it perfectly. He does what the people that elected him are passionate about. He supports weakly.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's really the problem. Especially now, I think people want a fighter. They want somebody to take on the big guys, the big dogs. And I think, and I want to be clear. I don't think this is only for Ritter when I say this, that I think, and I've lived in a lot of states, that the Colorado Democratic Party, it breeds very, very, I think, very, very, a lot of weak Democrats. Like a lot of just people who seem to be either afraid of being of sort of being real big D Democrats, or don't like to be real big D Democrats. And we're going to be talking to Chris Nevitt, the city councilman from Denver, talk to us about an issue before the council. It's just an example. Oh, it's called a workforce retention bill that would make sure that if you're working for a company that has a city contract and the city decides to change the contract, that if you're a worker, you get 90 days notice if you're going to lose your job. And Evidently, Mayor John Hickenlooper is going back and forth on this issue, siding with, maybe now at this point, siding with corporate interests who don't like this bill. And my point here is that we seem to have a lot of Democrats in this state who are trying to play both sides. Michael Bennett doesn't want to take a position on the Employee Free Choice Act. Bill Ritter's taking, you know, kind of being weak. Mark Udall, a lot of people criticize him for that. It's very strange to me, and I got to tell you something though. The silver lining is when you meet people like Betsy Markey, when you see some of the things that Diana DeGette does, there may be a change. Like this culture of caution may actually be changing. But certainly this idea of like Democrats always looking weak, I don't know where this comes from, but it seems to me to be pretty bizarre. All right, Ken, you got a creepy stalker?
Yeah, I do. And just to let you know, as a union member, Hickenlooper has always looked has never been one of my favorites. He is not a friend of labor as far as most union members are concerned. He may be a social liberal, but he's not a friend of labor and workers.
Yeah.
Stalkers, when you said De Niro, the first thought that I was thinking was The Fan. He's terrible.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I never saw that movie, but I've seen clips of it. Seemed really creepy in that movie.
Terrifying. But my all-time favorite, Rutger Hauer in the original Hitcher.
Oh, man, that is a great...
Great.
That is a great call. With C. Thomas Howell?
Yeah.
Remember the scene where... C. Thomas Howell is trying to run away, and there's gas dripping out, and Rutger Hauer like lights a match in like slow mo, and like sort of drops it. Rutger Hauer is generally creepy.
Yeah, he can do a great job.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Jack in Arvada, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, you're right. Ritter is no home run hitter. I'll tell you that right now. The thing that happened with Ritter, with the unaffiliated, and I am unaffiliated, and with the Hispanic community, is that he selected a guy that has no experience at all. This Bennett, I'm telling you, is a nice guy. I know Bennett, but he's no politician, and neither is Mark Udall now. You know, Mark Udall has turned a completely new leaf, or what he has shown is what he didn't show or didn't bring forth when he was campaigning. He's rather weak, but he's got 6 years to make up for it. But Ritter is gone. He really is. He's lost the Hispanic vote, which is significant in this state among my Hispanic friends.
Let me ask you what in particular do you think Latino voters are unhappy with him about?
Well, there's the major point was that he did not really consider a Hispano to replace Salazar. And that hurts the Hispanic community simply because it's taken so long for them to find their place in the sun. And when they got Salazar up there, they thought that at least they had a good shot to have someone replace him that was Hispano, especially his brother, who was very well versed and tested. And they are pissed off. They are dissed off.
Well, and just to add some detail to what you're saying. That certainly, when Bennett was appointed, there was some headlines about leaders in Pueblo who were very, very upset, particularly and specifically along the lines that you're talking about. So I definitely think that is out there now. Whether it stays out there or not, we will see. Jack, you got a movie stalker?
No, I don't.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. 6:48, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. The open question of the hour, why are Bill Ritter's poll numbers so awful? New poll out shows him losing in a potential matchup to Scott McGinnis. Shows his disapproval ratings are skyrocketing. Are you happy with Ritter? Are you one of those people who disapproves of him? Why do you think those numbers are the way they are? Are you nervous that Scott McGinnis or Josh Penry are going to be the next governor? 303-713-7600. And make sure it's Movie Friday. Give us your movie stalker, your creepiest movie stalker. Kat in Longmont, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
I'm not totally ready to give up on Ritter.
Neither am I, by the way. Before I let you go, I just want to be clear. I don't want people to think that I'm ready to give up on the guy either.
Yeah, I'm not. But I do think not only do we have to be vigilant, but we really have to be vocal. I was very upset with the Michael Bennett pick, and my concerns have been pretty much proven to be right. But I was really happy that he stood up to the petroleum industry, and I was happy that he supported the tuition equity. But I'm not sure it's enough. And so I think one of your previous callers talked about people in their communities communicating with him, and I think we all do. I think that the participation back in our small d democracy is the critical thing here, and he really does need to hear from us as where he is falling short, because there are some pretty scary people who are talking about running against him on the GOP side. So
and I think good candidates, meaning I'm not for these candidates. I don't want them to win. But, Scott McGinnis, he's got some scandals. He's been a lobbyist. This is a skilled politician. I mean, this is a skilled politician. And Josh Penry, I think, is a skilled politician. These are not sort of lower-tier candidates. These are real candidates. And
yeah, they're not lightweights. And didn't even Ken Buck say that he was...
Yeah, well, Ken Buck is looking, Weld County District Attorney, is looking at running against Bennett, not looking at the governor's race.
Oh, he wants the Senate seat. Well, that won't happen. But anyway, my scariest, one of my scariest stalkers?
Yes.
The mystery car in Duel.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. It was one of Steven Spielberg's first movies, and it was made for TV.
It's called Duel?
Duel. It has one actor.
Like D-U-E-L.
Yes.
Okay.
And Dennis Weaver is the only actor in the movie.
Really?
I'll bet you can find it at some place like Showtime, or you might even be able to find it on Netflix. I don't know, but it's called Duel. D-U-E-L.
And it's a car.
It's a car, and Steven Spielberg, it was his first movie. It was couple of years before Jaws, and it was only released for TV.
Isn't there a movie about a car that goes crazy called Christine?
Well, yeah, that's Stephen King, and of course it has typical kind of weirdo Stephen King twists, but where Christine is really a possessed,
right.
It really possesses the owner. But this one is just damn creepy. It was a movie of the week. I didn't know what I was in for. I sit down to watch this thing, and it was absolutely riveting. And every time it's on late night, like sometimes you'll find it on.
I will seek it out. Thanks for the call.
Do that. Okay.
Take care.
You bet. Bye.
Okay, it is Movie Friday here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And as Kat mentioned, your creepy stalker does not have to be a human. It can be a car. There's Christine. I forgot about, we should talk about Cujo.
Terminator.
Or Terminator. It's not really a human. Right, exactly. So it doesn't have to be a human here on Movie Friday. 652, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. The open question of the hour. Why are Bill Ritter's poll numbers so bad? New poll out shows him losing, and losing by a pretty wide margin, to Scott McGinnis, the former Republican congressman, in a potential 2010 rematch. Why do you think his numbers are so bad? Are you unhappy with him? Give us a call. First, let's go to Turk with traffic.
Seeing speeds really starting to dip now on southbound I-25. In those usual spots, though, as Friday's a lot lighter than the rest of the week. Going to hit some snags, 104th down to 84th. Again, from 70 past Spear. Also, speeds in the 30s, southbound 225 now from the Parker curve down to 25. Also a little busy there, Colfax to 6th Avenue. Traffic around downtown, busy on 76 and 270. That's usually the case as well, but we are accident stall and delay free right now, or accident stall free anyway, on the highways around town. Your forecast, mostly sunny, a lot like yesterday. Going to have highs in the upper 70s. Right now we're still sitting at 56 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the closeout sale of Tower 1 at the Pinnacle at City Park South. Special bargain prices are still available, but not for long. Two-bedroom homes start at $399,900. One-bedrooms from just $299,900.
Now the...
Now at the Home Depot, we're offering special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Plus, free workshops this weekend on spring outdoor projects, which means we'll show you how to save cash by tackling improvements yourself, then keep that cash in your pocket by postponing payments. Special deferred financing. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, and Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds money depend on number of entries. That's May 16th. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, everybody, I'm Julie. I got a little money and planet-saving tip for you. You know, you can get a great price on a Brita water pitcher at Walmart. My family loves a great-tasting water, but we also love how it can help the planet. Because using one pitcher is like replacing 300 of those 16.9-ounce water bottles. So if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers used one, that'd be like there were 60 billion fewer water bottles out there. So that's really refreshing. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics. Show us.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
This is Ray LaMontagne. John tells me that this is the, he's like the modern day, although Van Morrison's still around, but the new Van Morrison. I need music suggestions like this. All right, 656, we're going to do a couple more calls on the open question, why is Bill Ritter, why do you think his poll numbers are so bad? And if we don't get to you before the top of the news, stick around. We're going to be doing this topic all, for most of the next hour, in the 7 a.m. hour. So I'm going to get to as many of you as I can, and then after, and if you're hanging on, just keep holding on. 303-713-7600 is the number. Gary in Denver. Gary.
Hi. Yeah, I just called in to give you my favorite stock.
Okay. All right. Okay.
This is the Scorpio Killer from the movie Dirty Harry.
Yeah. That guy was, wasn't he kind of cross-eyed?
He was a weird-looking guy.
Yeah, he was weirdo.
The actor's name was Andrew Robinson.
I think he was, like, deliberately cross-eyed to look particularly creepy.
Well, maybe so.
That's a good one, man.
My all-time favorite stalker.
Thanks, man.
All right.
All right. Joan in Westminster. Joan.
Hi. How are you doing, David?
Okay, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, one, the appointment of Bennett. Two, he vetoed the labor thing after the House and Senate had passed it. And you need to look at the Western Slope. The Western Slope is like really militant left or righties. I mean, you know, gosh. And not even to mention Colorado Springs, I think that's why his ratings are bad.
Well, Ritter did okay in the West Slope last time.
Well, I don't know. You better check again.
I know he did better than most Democrats did, but he may have trouble, especially with a West Slope Republican running against him. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go to the top of the news, and then we're going to talk more about Bill Ritter's polling numbers, and I'll give you a news rundown after the national news. So stick around.
These are difficult times. You juggle your...
Interested in learning more about solar and helping the environment? Then join Independent Power Systems at Party for the Planet Kids Fest at the Denver Aquarium. Party for the Planet is the American Zoo Association's official Earth Day celebration. Kids Fest is this Saturday, April 25th at the Denver Aquarium from 10 to 4. Visit solarips.com/kidfest to learn more or to schedule a free solar assessment. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
One tree can absorb as much carbon in a year as a car produces while driving 26,000 miles. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates the tree at their season opening April 24th. Creekside Tree Nursery has the highest quality stock with the best selection and best prices in all of Boulder County. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com. Then visit their season opening April 24th, just east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. Or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647.
Talk KKZN Thornton Denver Boulder on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's going to be another anxious day for people in Myrtle Beach wondering if their homes will go up in smoke. Scores of homes already have.
Everything was left. Everything was gone. My whole life. My kids' whole lives.
This is Jim Crisul in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's a feeling of total helplessness, watching as a wildfire burns toward your home. Anxious times for Ann and Bill Marshall.
Just hope it goes away. Get stopped.
That was something new for this area.
Calmer winds are helping hundreds of firemen gain more control of a massive blaze that has destroyed or damaged at least 150 homes and forced thousands into emergency shelters. Jim Crisula, CBS News, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Ford took a red ink bath in the first 3 months of the year, but the amount of money it lost, $1.4 billion, was less than industry analysts expected. Treasury officials have told Chrysler to get ready for a bankruptcy filing next week. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd.
This is not the option we'd like to be hearing about. My hope is it's not a liquidation, but rather a Chapter 11 filing, which would allow for the reorganization.
The government is set to tell big banks how they did on a stress test designed to see if they could withstand a further shock to the economy. The public won't see results for another week, but a report the government is making public today explaining how the test was done could offer some clues.
If we understand what the methodology is, then we'll be able to go back and see which of the banks that are strong enough to weather the storm, which are the ones that may need to raise more capital, and which are the ones that are really going to need the government to pump more money.
CBS MarketWatch.com editor-at-large Jill Schlesinger. You know times must be bad if the boss is cutting his own pay. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. How much of a trend is this, Barry?
Among small businesses, pretty widespread. The Wall Street Journal says a recent survey shows 30% of owners and managers are no longer paying themselves salaries. Experts consider that highly unusual and a sign of the times. Small business women and men can't count on getting temporary loans to keep operating as usual. Many say they are living off their credit cards, hoping the economy will turn around before they're tapped out. Frank?
In what could be a ray of light at the end of the recession tunnel, the government says factory orders for big-ticket durable goods dropped less than expected in March. California has adopted a first-of-its-kind standard to cut the carbon content of fuels by 10% by 2020. Roland Wong is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
This standard and this program really marks the beginning of the end of the age of petroleum and dirty fuels.
North Korea says American journalist Laura Ling and Yuna Lee will be tried on charges of entering the country illegally and committing hostile acts. Vincent Brossel of Reporters Without Borders says those charges are trumped up.
There is no evidence that they were engaged in spying or hostile activities, so they should be released.
Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
So the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real live people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
Now at the Home Depot, we're offering special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Plus, free workshops this weekend on spring outdoor projects, which means we'll show you how to save cash by tackling improvements yourself, then keep that cash in your pocket by postponing payments. Special deferred financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A produce stalker at Littleton Albertsons may have spread hepatitis A weeks before a timeline outlined by the health department.
We are still able to give shots through our various clinics around the area, our various offices, for people who have consumed the risky foods.
Robin Weintraub with Tri-County Health says customers could have been exposed as far back as mid-March. Those concerned should contact the health department. A local online newspaper has fallen short of the number of subscribers needed to make a go of it. In Denver Times, founder Kevin Preblood says that doesn't mean they're finished. They'll just move ahead with a new plan.
One that will be able to sustain given the current advertising and economy.
Just 3,000 subscribers signed on to the venture, which is made up primarily of former Rocky Mountain News employees. Organizers had set their subscriber goal at 50,000. And a Colorado Springs woman is okay after she ran from a bear and then got hit by a car. Ashley Swenson is also 5 months pregnant. She escaped the incident with a bruised leg. The Division of Wildlife's Michael Serafin says to stay calm if you encounter a bear.
Do not run, but to slowly back away from the bear, to talk to the bear, to let it know that you are a human and that you don't mean it any harm.
Wildlife officials put down that bear. Sports, the NFL draft begins tomorrow, the Broncos with two first-round picks, and the Rockies begin a three-game series at home with the Dodgers tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 225, pretty slow as you're making that Parker curve up to I-25. Speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s through that stretch. Southbound I-25, crowded downtown. Your delays will begin right around I-70, taking it towards Spear. Now the cloud cover has given the eastbound routes a break, so you shouldn't see any significant delays on C-470 or on 6th Avenue. More volume, but none of those serious slowdowns that we're used to. I'm Todd Parker, News AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, be sure to keep your Toyota running smoothly with regularly scheduled maintenance. Your neighborhood Toyota stores are your one-stop shop for all your needs. Get the right service at the right price by the right people. Toyota, moving forward.
Now at the Home Depot, we're offering special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Plus, free workshops this weekend on spring outdoor projects, which means we'll show you how to save cash by tackling improvements yourself. Then keep that cash in your pocket by postponing payments. Special deferred financing. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Seven oh seven. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Happy Friday. Happy Movie Friday. Our Movie Friday topic: who is your favorite creepy movie stalker? Entertainment Weekly has its list. We're asking for your suggestions. Do a little bit of a news rundown very quickly. Quick news rundown here before we get back to the topic of the morning. Why are Bill Ritter, and the topic of the morning, if you want to ruminate on it. Why are Bill Ritter's poll numbers so bad? New poll out this morning shows that Bill Ritter is losing in a potential matchup with Scott McGinnis, the former Republican congressman. Ritter's disapproval ratings are higher than his approval ratings. These are terrible, terrible numbers for an incumbent governor. Why do you think his numbers are so bad? Do you consider yourself one of those people who disapproves of him? Give us a call, 303-713-7600, to weigh in on the conversation about that. If you can't call up or you can't hold on, go on to instant message, www.am760.net. You can instant message us. You can email us there. You can email me, ds@davidsirota.com. You can Twitter me, www.twitter.com/davidsirota. Many ways to get in touch with us. You can Facebook me. So we'll get to your calls, 303-713-7600, couple open lines. I'll do a news rundown real quick. Some news of the weird. Bra deflects bullet aimed at woman. A 57-year-old Detroit woman avoided serious injury when the underwire on her bra deflected a bullet shot at her from next door, police said. This was in Detroit. Some news of the weird here. Two men in Tulsa, Oklahoma, said they found an abandoned safe by the side of railroad tracks and that it could be more than a century old. I can't wait for them to crack that. That's pretty cool. Local news, as I mentioned, the Ritter poll. A lot of local news, though, other than that. Colorado Senate moves forward through a committee the bill to mandate that you use a hands-free device, one of those headsets, when you use your cell phone in your car. We're going to be talking to Denver City Councilman Chris Nevitt on his bill to give workers who are working for companies that have city contracts, to give those workers, mandate that those workers get a 90-day notice before they get laid off, if and when a contract changes. The Colorado ACLU has fired the first shot in what could turn into a legal battle over the state's control of what messages may appear on personalized license plates. This is in response to the Division of Motor Vehicles disapproving a request for a license plate with ILVTOFU. I love tofu. I guess the Division of Motor Vehicles read it as I love to, well, FU. 19% increase in sales of existing homes in the West. That's a 19% increase from last March. That's great news. A little bit of national news here. President Obama has now reversed himself again. I don't understand this. On the weekend, the chief of staff of the White House said they don't want to investigate the torture memos who tortured who and whether it was illegal. Then the president came out and said, no, he wants the Justice Department to decide whether to prosecute and whether to investigate. And now at a White House meeting Thursday, President Obama told congressional leaders he thinks it would be a mistake to set up a commission to investigate torture. It's like three different messages in three different days. House Democrats are weighing a plan to give some of the nation's biggest polluters a 10-year cushion from the impact of any greenhouse gas regulations that potentially pass the new Congress. That's from the More Things Change, the More They Stay the Same file. There's some thought to moving the Gitmo prison, the controversial Gitmo prison, up to Hardin, Montana. I love this this headline. Man pretending to fall off bridge actually falls. It's like an Onion headline. This is off the AP. Police say a 23-year-old man is in stable condition in Minnesota after he pretended that he was falling off a bridge over the Minnesota River and then actually fell off the bridge. That's, I guess, a lesson for us all. Don't pretend to fall off a bridge if you're not ready to fall off a bridge.
Sounds like something for the Darwin Awards as well.
What are the Darwin Awards?
You've never heard of the Darwin Awards?
No.
Well, he didn't die, but it's, you know, survival of the fittest and dumb people usually. Oh. You can check it out. Google the Darwin Awards sometime.
Darwin Awards. All right. I'm so lame sometimes. Too much politics clouding my head. I'm like a Cliff Clavin of politics. Pathetic. I'm working on it, though, folks. I am. I'm working on it. I've subscribed to a couple new magazines. I've subscribed to Details, GQ, trying to make myself a little more hip. Reading some more video game magazines. I'm going to be doing some travel after the show. I'm going over to Denver Health to get my travel shots for a trip to China. A lot of shots. My brother's going to hook me up. My brother works over there as a physician. All right, let's get back to the phones. 303-713-7600, the open question. Why are Bill Ritter's poll numbers so bad? Why is Bill Ritter losing in a potential matchup to a former Republican Congressman, Scott McGinnis, who is, I believe is, and certainly was, a corporate lobbyist? Are you one of those people who disapproves of Bill Ritter? And if so, why? It's Movie Friday, so when you call up, make sure to give us your favorite movie stalker. Mine is Max Cady from Cape Fear. Who is yours? A couple open lines, 303-713-7600, and again, you can email us, you can Twitter us, you can instant message us at am760.net, or again, you can call us 303-713-7600. Charles and Aurora, you're on AM 760.
Dave, how are you doing this morning?
Okay.
First of all, I want to give Jay my condolences. I have to give that because I haven't called in since he's been sick.
Condolences?
Well, not condolences, I meant.
Well wishes, right. Well, condolences is morbid.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, real quick about Gil, about Ritter. I have to say that I like him, but you got to remember that he came into a state that was a red state and turned blue, and he's in a catch-22 situation because when Owens was in here, you know, he did everything he can on the budget and the deficit. He swindled money from here, twisted. He got into a point where Ritter had no choice but to try to raise taxes and stuff, trying to get the money for the budget, and everybody don't like that. But we all, as Democrats, even though he's made some wrong decisions, if we all get together in force and put our points out there, it probably will help him because he's probably scared that it's going to turn back red. You know what I mean? And that's like you said earlier, he's playing both sides. And that's the only problem that I don't like about him is that he has to do that, but that's because we've been such a red state with Owens. Owens is just like another Bush.
Well, let me just say this. I think he has in some ways tried to play both sides. Although he actually look at him on issues, he's been a pretty standard Democrat. I think the problem is that he doesn't present himself as all that strong. He doesn't present himself as all that passionate, as all that, I don't know, we need a sense that there's some chutzpah in there, as they call it, among my tribe.
They always got something on somebody. When they have something, they start pressuring you, and when they have that big old scandal with that one guy from Mexico with him and it always puts a halt on things with people. They go out, but they always try to find something, just like they did on Brock. They always try to find something, and that's not good, you know what I mean? But I still like him. I'm going to stick by him all the way because I don't want another Owens up in here.
Yeah, well, I tell you something, definitely the Republicans who are potentially running against him are reincarnations of Bill Owens. That is for sure. All right, you got a movie stalker?
Sure do, and I was trying to tell John, I don't remember her name, but the lady in Misery.
Kathy Bates, I forget her name in the movie, and she was named as one of the top 20 by Entertainment Weekly. She was, remember the scene with the, she puts his foot up against the block? That was,
man. That was awesome. That movie always did affect me, and I always watch it every time I get a chance, no matter how many times I don't see it.
Well, man, you know what, here's a tip. If you ever go away on a vacation or you have some free time, read the book. It's just as scary, if not scarier. Thanks for the call, Charles.
Okay, have a very good day.
You too. All right, we'll go back to the phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Why are Bill Ritter's poll numbers so bad? New poll out shows very high disapproval ratings for Ritter. Are you one of the people who disapproves of him? And are you worried that he's going to lose? 303-713-7600. Phil in Fort Collins, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, I think the one way to look at it is that he may be playing it kind of cool in the first time around. In the second term, if we reelect him and push hard and get him reelected, then he doesn't have any fear then, and he might be able to, be willing to do more. I don't know if that's a good. It's both a good and a bad thing. But
do you know what my problem with that is?
Yeah.
My problem with that is that I feel like that's what we tell ourselves when a member of Congress, any politician, isn't doing the right thing. We say, well, if they just get reelected in their second term, or they, then they'll do the right thing. I just feel like that's like, I'm not chastising you here, right? I'm just saying it's like reassuring to he's worried about reelection. I tend to think if you don't stand up and carve out a really strong image for yourself and take stands and be willing, frankly, to make enemies, that it hurts your chances to get reelected. It doesn't help your chances to get reelected if you try to make friends with everybody, because I think, and you can disagree with me, but I think if you try to make everybody happy, you make nobody happy.
Yeah, well, the only point that I was trying to make is that I agree with you, but the only point that I was trying to make is we kind of know deep down what he really believes in is much more Democratic than Republican, and that the difference with a governor or president is than a congressman is they run forever. You know what I mean? Whereas a governor knows the second time around, in most cases, he's not going to be able to run again.
Unless he wants to run for something else.
Right. So I'm saying is that at that point, what you're saying is I think that it's worth pushing for him if you have a reasonable belief in him, because there's likelihood that he'll be stronger the second time around. You know, and I'm not saying that that's totally a good thing. You know,
right. I definitely see what you're saying. I mean, I definitely see, and I'm sure that there are examples of politicians who were term limited in their offices going farther than they might have gone in their first term. That's for sure. Although there's great examples, oddly enough, it's bizarre, of politicians in their second term who actually do less or are weaker than they are, like Bill Clinton, right? Bill Clinton pushed health care in his first term, and his second term, now granted it was scandal-plagued, but he didn't really push much of a robust agenda in that second term. And part of the problem is that, and I'm just thinking out loud here, is that when you're in your second term, you're sort of considered a lame duck.
Yeah.
You know, the legislators that you need to push stuff through for you in the legislative branch, they sort of see you as a lame duck. You're going to be out of there anyway, so why is anyone listening to you? That's part of the problem. But you're right. I mean, I agree with you. It's possible that if he gets reelected, he'll be more bold. All right, Phil, listen, I got to take a break. Well, you got a stalker?
Yeah, I was. The stalker would be Jessica Walter in Play Misty for Me.
But that was I'm glad you brought that up. I had never seen the movie, but I just read it out in that's one of the people named in the Entertainment Weekly. They do a top 20 creepy stalkers, and that's is it a good movie?
Oh, it's a great movie.
I'll check it out, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
720, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Another beautiful day on the Front Range. One of those days that you reminds you again why you live out here. 56 degrees in Denver, going up to 72. Unfortunately, we're going to get rain this weekend. But I'll take any good day that I can. I'm actually wearing sandals right now. I told you I'm a sandals and barbecue and beer guy. I'm wearing my sandals to work. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble, but, you know.
I need a new pair of flip-flops.
Can you wear flip-flops to work here?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the great thing about radio.
That's true. That's
no cameras around.
And people don't know. Maybe I'm naked.
Ew. Let's hope not.
I'm not.
All right. The webcam's on, Dave.
All right, let's get traffic.
Traffic is just how we like it, nice and loose, which is usually the case on Friday mornings. We do see some stop and go coming southbound on 225 out of Aurora, Parker Road to 25, but that's usually the case. Also busy on 25 heading into downtown on the southbound side, 104th to 84th, again from 48th past Spear Boulevard. Also seeing things build up on the C-470 on the south end, Wadsworth to Platte Canyon. Busy also from Broadway to University. Your forecast, mostly sunny to start, afternoon clouds, highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow going to be cooler, a few showers and a high of 56. Sunday, partly cloudy, afternoon showers and a high near 60. Right now, 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Planning a wedding or an upcoming remodeling project?
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10-Till-2. 10-Till-2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10-Till-2. The time is now.
One tree can absorb as much carbon in a year as a car produces while driving 26,000 miles. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates the tree at their season opening April 24th. Creekside Tree Nursery has the highest quality stock with the best selection and best prices in all of Boulder County. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com. Then visit their season opening April 24th, just east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. Or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647.
Pick up Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I can tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report from your dealer. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
This handshake that President Obama had with Hugo Chavez has just got the righties there. They're just all wigged out about this.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Folks, this has changed.
Listening to the wind of change.
That's exactly what this is. This is what you voted for. The end of cowboy diplomacy is what it is. You can get along with somebody and not see eye to eye with them.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You win.
Okay, then I quit. You're fine.
That's Max Cady from Cape Fear freaking everybody out in the movie theater. Movie Friday, who's your favorite stalker, your favorite creepy movie stalker? Mine is Max Cady, as you heard, he's pretty creepy. 303-713-7600, and, of course, the topic of the day. Why is Bill Ritter so unpopular? New poll shows his disapproval ratings skyrocketing. Higher disapproval ratings than approval ratings, and shows him losing in a potential matchup to former Colorado Republican Congressman Scott McGinnis. Now, it looks like there might be a bloody Republican primary between McGinnis and State Senator Josh Penry. And I think that might potentially weaken those Republican candidates, although I'm not one of these people who believes that primaries weaken candidates or that they automatically weaken candidates. I think primaries often help and strengthen a party. That's why I'd like to see lots of primaries across Colorado. Democrat, Republican, I like democracy. I don't know about you. 303-713-7600, why is Governor Ritter so unpopular? Do you consider yourself somebody who disapproves of him? And why? And do you think he's going to lose to the Republicans? David in Broomfield, what do you think?
Hey, David, good talking to you. You're doing a good job. Appreciate
Thanks.
It. Yeah, I think there's two threads going on with Ritter, actually. You know, as you said earlier in the program, he's was elected on some really core Democratic issues. But what I see going on is a failure of leadership. You know, leadership truly is not focus groups and worship of the polls. By being unwilling or unable to, maybe it's part of his personality, take really strong positions, he's going to allow the repugnance to frame the debate and frame the issues. And we've seen that, you know, ever so often in different contests over the years. And I think he really needs to take a strong position, articulate it, and stick to it and not be held under the sway of the focus groups and the polls. The other thing, it's kind of sort of intertwined with that, is I think probably what you're seeing to some extent, and it varies from individual politician to individual politician, and that's the impact of corporate, big health, big pharma money in their campaigns and how much they're beholden to them.
Well, and remember, Governor Ritter did make a promise to have some form of universal health care enacted in this state by 2010, and he has gone back on that promise.
And
he has said, well, I mean, his justification has been, well, we should wait for the feds to do it, to take action. And I think that's a huge cop-out. I think it represents some kind of capitulation of the health insurance industry. And most importantly, in terms of his political prospects, it makes him look weak.
Absolutely. He abdicates leadership. Well, they'll do it.
Right, exactly. That really makes you look really, really weak. All right, you got a stalker?
Yeah, well, I got two supervillains, Kevin Spacey as Kaiser Sosa in Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
And Anthony Hopkins, obviously, as Hannibal.
That might be the scariest character of all time.
But as far as a stalker, it wasn't a movie that got wide press, but Kiefer Sutherland in Phone Booth.
In Phone Booth?
Yeah, Phone Booth.
Kiefer Sutherland is pretty creepy.
Well, he plays the villain, and he keeps Colin Farrell in this phone booth. I think it's on
that's right,
Times Square.
He's calling him, right?
Yeah. And he's got a sniper rifle and the whole deal, but really spooky.
Yeah, cool. All right, I'll check it out, man.
Okay, thank
thanks
you.
For the call.
Bye.
Tricia in Fort Collins, what do you think?
Well, I kind of disagree with the previous caller in that I don't think, I mean, there wasn't a single poll anywhere that I saw that indicated people wanted Michael Bennett to be their senator, and he went ahead and appointed him, and I said then when that happened that I thought that would be his downfall, and, you know, by all appearances, I mean, Michael Bennett's a good old boy. I mean, and while I don't agree that it should have automatically gone to Hispanic because Salazar left, I do think it should have gone to someone who had run for and was elected to public office in this state. And I won't vote for the Republican candidate that runs against him, but I won't vote for Ritter again either.
Well, this is the danger for Ritter. It's not, I think the danger for him is less that Democrats will vote for somebody like Scott McGinnis, and more that Democrats won't turn out. More that Democrats won't turn out for Ritter, or they might skip over his ballot. That's always the danger. You drive down, if you demoralize your most reliable voters, you put yourself at risk of those voters not coming out. And that's really the danger for him. I'm not sure the Bennett appointment will necessarily alone move voters, because frankly, I'm not sure how many people in this state even know who Michael Bennett is, which of course then goes to back to your core criticism, which is that why would you appoint somebody who nobody knows, who's never represented the state? I mean, that's the crazy part of it.
And I think whoever runs against him on the Republican side is going to make a lot of use of that. You know, they're just, they're going to say, you know, he doesn't care about, you know, they're going to turn Democrats against him in saying that, you know, I mean, he doesn't care about you. And I agree. I mean, from the beginning, I mean, he was weak on, you know, he's been weak on a lot of issues. But then also, I mean, he made a big deal out of saying he was going to get health insurance for everybody. And now he's totally backed away from that. And, you know, it's not just Ritter. I mean, I think time and time again, what you see from Democrats is that, you know, they run these campaigns and they win overwhelmingly. It happened 2 years ago and it happened, you know, this last November. And then they get into office and they do basically nothing.
Right. Every candidate is a great fight for the little person populist when they run for office. And then suddenly they get into office and they become, you know, they become captured by the system. And I shouldn't say every, because there are some people, I mean, I'm still an optimist, and I still think there are people who do hold office who really do fight the good fight even when they're in office, but they're rarer and rarer, and they're certainly rare, unfortunately, in this state. And I don't mean to sound negative, but I'm just a realist. Hey, Tricia, I got to take a break. Who's your stalker?
Glenn Close and Fatal Attraction.
That's a great one. That's one of the scariest ones. Movie. That's the one and we did it last week. That's the movie I wasn't allowed to see. My parents wouldn't let me see. Hey, Tricia, thanks for the call.
Bye.
7:32, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. After the break, Councilman Chris Nevitt is going to fill us in on his fight with Mayor John Hickenlooper here about an issue about whether workers should get notice before they get laid off in this awful economy. So stick around. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, Dave. We've got a couple accidents popping up on the radar now. Three cars involved in one, Leedsdale and Quebec. That's a pretty busy intersection. Also got one on the highways, westbound 76 near Sheridan out on the west end of town. On the freeways around Aurora, southbound 225, stop and go, Parker Road to 25. Now we're starting to see things build on the turnpike leaving Westminster. Sheridan Boulevard up to Church Ranch, going to be very busy. Same deal on the south end, eastbound C-470 across Littleton, Wadsworth to Platte Canyon. Your forecast, mostly sunny and a lot like yesterday, going to have highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
60 minutes. The Douglas County Democratic Party invites you to join them at their 5th annual Clinton Carter Dinner on Saturday, April 25th. This dinner has it all. Great speakers like Governor Bill Ritter, the National Director of Progress Now, Michael Huttner, and Andrew Romanoff as the MC. Plus live entertainment and a silent auction. Be part of the new energy that's turning Douglas County blue. Tickets can be purchased at douglasdemocrats.org or call 303-907-8961.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
One tree can absorb as much carbon in a year as a car produces while driving 26,000 miles. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates the tree at their season opening April 24th. Creekside Tree Nursery has the highest quality stock with the best selection and best prices in all of Boulder County. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com. Then visit their season opening April 24th, just east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. Or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647.
Used shoes at any Good Feet store and get 10% off your arch support purchase. Proceeds go to Goodwill. Call 877-620-FEET. That's 877-620-FEET for Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
Face it, the economy's a mess. The trillions of dollars bailing out Wall Street, the big banks, and AIG just isn't working. Here's a better idea. For 1 year, suspend all mortgage payments, stop foreclosures, and allow home loans to be modified. The Mortgage Holiday Plan allows homeowners to refinance to a 4% fixed 30-year loan. Commercial property loans would be allowed to refinance at more favorable terms. Mortgage holders would be reimbursed by the government to cover the interest owed them during the holiday. American families and businesses would immediately spend, save, and invest the freed-up cash throughout the economy and get America's economic motor running again. The mortgage holiday will not only work, but will cost billions less than those crazy bailouts. Learn more at SaveOurEconomy.com. Paid for by SaveOurEconomy.com.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Every month we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like Geico's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. Geico.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite, "Easy squeezy lemon peasy."
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Now at the Home Depot, we're offering special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Plus, free workshops this weekend on spring outdoor projects, which means we'll show you how to save cash by tackling improvements yourself. Then keep that cash in your pocket by postponing payments. Special deferred financing. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
And in the place where you live, think about your rest and wonder why you have
737 here on the Front Range. 56 degrees going up to 72. Another day that makes you thrilled to live here. Every time I go back to the East Coast, when I come back here, I feel such a sense of relief. I really mean that. That may sound really like Velveeta and cheesy, but like I really feel relieved when I come back here. Trust me, folks, life is so much easier out here than it is back there in so many different ways. If you think you got traffic problems here, if you think you got sort of we got problems here. You go back east every now and again. You'll see what real problems look like. Okay, as promised, we've got Denver City Councilman Chris Nevitt on the line. He is engaged in something of a Well, something of a squabble potentially with Mayor Hickenlooper over a bill that's known as a workforce retention bill, an ordinance that, if I understand it right, would ask or would mandate that companies that are doing that have a contract with the city, when the contract is changed and potentially that company loses the contract, the workers who were employed effectively by that contract would get a 90-day window, a 90-day warning before they get laid off. So, Councilman Nevitt, thank you for taking the time this morning. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I may have it wrong. I hope I don't. And tell us what the state of play is with this bill, why it's so important, and whether you think it's going to pass.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on. It's pretty simple. I wouldn't say we're engaged in a squabble. It's more like an education enterprise.
Well, if that's political speak, you're a statesman, and I appreciate that. You don't want to create enemies where you don't need them. Okay.
Yeah. So we contract out a ton of stuff. We have on the order of hundreds of contracts that we deal with every year. And what workforce retention would deal with is a particular kind of contract and a particular kind of employee. So it deals with service contracts, so like janitorial, window washing, security, et cetera, basic building services. And the employees we're talking about are employees who aren't moving sort of from job to job with a company. They're in a city facility full-time all the time. So they work there all the time. And what happens is when contracts change hands, when one contractor loses the bid and another contractor picks it up, sometimes those employees who are working in that building all the time get laid off for no reason and an entirely new workforce is hired. And particularly in this economic time, that makes no sense at all. We're trying to minimize job turnover. We're trying to keep people in their jobs, and this is just sort of a gap in our practices that creates a situation where people are losing their jobs for no reason. So what workforce retention would do would just say, hey, new contractor, we've got a workforce in place right now doing this job, and we want you to pick them up and transition them to your contract for 90 days. Now, if those employees are late or, bad, hey, let them go. We don't want to keep bad employees on. But if they're doing a good job, give them a 90-day shot, and if they work out, keep them.
Now, why, and maybe I'm asking an obvious question here, but what is the opposition, and why, as I read in the paper, why is the business community so opposed to this?
Yeah, I have a hard time answering that question. I have a lot of friends in the business community, and I think maybe it's just a matter of, times are tough, they're risk averse, and this is a change, and they see it kind of impinging on the freedom of business decision making. But, I think we've kind of moved beyond the era where we unquestionably defer to business decision making, to be frank. And
you'd think, right? In this climate, you'd think.
you would think so. This is not something new or weird or strange or something that I just made up. Barack Obama, inside of 2 weeks of taking office, issued an executive order that established workforce retention, exactly what we're talking about here, for every building service contract employee in every federal facility across the country.
Well, and so what you're saying it seems to me this is almost the least we could do. The least we could do in an economy like this. And we used to live in a country where there were laws. They've been subsequently gutted. There were national laws that compelled employers to warn employees when there's going to be mass layoffs. There's an effort to re-strengthen those laws at the federal level. So this is a local, in many ways, a local version of this. And we're talking to Denver City Councilman Chris Nevitt on his workforce retention bill. Okay, so this has generated some headlines because of. Sounds like Mayor Hickenlooper is sort of was for it, and now maybe he's against it, or we don't know where he is. Where do you think he is? When does this bill come up for a vote, and what can people do about it?
Well, I encourage people to call their own city council person if they live in Denver, or call the mayor to urge his support. You know, it's just a basic job stabilization measure. And all the evidence we have from other cities around the country is that it actually is good for business as well as for the workforce. So, you know, I think it's a positive sum game here, not a zero sum game at all. So, you know, I think, you know, the mayor was initially supportive because I think it makes perfect sense, and I think it made sense to him. He is very close to the business community, and they have kind of come unglued on this. We're taking a little extra time right now. We're going to, rather than sort of bring it up for a vote right now, we're going to hold off a little bit and see if we can generate some more conversation, a little bit more sort of, you know, constructive engagement on this. And I think we'll get to a better place.
Why do you think, in general... Why, it seems to me that there's really an element of the Democratic Party in this state that still is pretty afraid of the business community. Now, I hate using that term business community because I think that it's not a monolith, but sort of the conventional definition of the, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, et cetera, et cetera. Why even in this climate? Where our economy has tanked, most people, polls show most people understand that the economy has tanked because we've stopped regulating business. Our government took so many orders from business. Why here in Colorado does there still seem to be this, like, incredible fear of even doing some of the most common sense things, common sense pieces of public policy, for fear of irritating I hate using the monolith business community, but the big business interests. What is the fear about? Is it legitimate? And how do we get over it?
that's a great question. I wouldn't want to leave people with the impression that, you know, sort of the business community is on the right and the Democratic Party just has to, you know, develop the guts to buck them. Because, you know, a big chunk of the business community, particularly the Denver business community, is pretty progressive on a lot of dimensions. You know, like I said, I have I'm a union Democrat, and I've got a lot of friends in the business community. But I think a couple things are going on. Number one is, you know, we have this kind of Western ethos of, you know, keep government out of our hair. We're the wild frontier. You know, we do things our way and don't want anybody to tell us no. And also, you know, if you think about it, 10 years ago, this was a red state. I mean, you know, every office was held by Republicans, or not every office, but, you know, Republicans held a majority in the state legislature. They held the governor's office, both senators, majority of our congressional delegation. And Colorado has just, you know, recently, we're kind of new to being a blue state where we have, you know, Democrats in control of the state legislature and the governor and our congressional delegation, both senators, et cetera. And so I think Democrats are maybe sort of, you know, waiting for the other shoe to drop and haven't, you know, really sort of developed a real sort of, you know, red-blooded confidence in their right to govern. And I think the business community, even the progressive side of it, is a little reluctant to embrace an equal partnership with government. But, you know, as we've seen, that's the proper role, the proper relationship of government and business is not, you know, the latter or the former deferring to the latter.
Right.
An equal partnership.
That's right.
And this is what we're talking about with workforce retention. It's what we're talking about with – on this minor level on the local scene, but on a major level on the national scene.
We're talking to Denver City Councilman Chris Nevitt about his bill called a workforce retention bill, effectively mandating that employees get a 90-day warning and hopefully a retention. They get to stay on board when they're working for effectively city contracts. And this begs the question then, and this is the last question for you, which is, do we, you talk about how the city hires these contractors to then do effectively city services. Have we in Denver, do we contract out too much of our work in general? I mean, because this seems to me that that's also at the core of this issue, that we are contracting out public services to private corporations.
You know, that's a great question and a great point, and I think we do contract out more than we ought to. There are some things where it makes sense to contract out, but we contract out much more than makes sense. In fact, I'll give you just a recent example. We used to contract out the management of the Chief Hosa Lodge. That's a city mountain park property. And we had a concessionaire who was meant to sort of manage that for us. And number one, they did a poor job. Number two, they didn't take care of the building the way they ought to. And number three, all the upside of leasing that property out for events and whatnot went to the contractor, not to us. We've taken that back. And so, we're doing a much better job now of taking care of the building, which is ours. And a lot of people want to use that facility, and so, we're making revenue, which saves money for the taxpayer. So, government has, over the last 20 years, government kind of been, beaten down with the idea that, they can't do anything without falling on their face, and private business can always do it better. There's a lot of things that private business is good at, and there's a lot of things that government is really good at.
That's right. And this idea that if you automatically contract something out, it's gonna save money is, it's just absurd, and it's just a false premise. And you know who taught us that? George Bush. I mean, how many stories about Halliburton overcharging did we have to hear to know that when you contract services out that the government should be doing that? In many cases, it's going to cost the taxpayers more. Denver City Councilman Chris Nevitt, thank you for taking the time this morning. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I've heard so much about you. And good luck with your workforce retention bill. Keep us posted on how we can help, okay?
Hey, thanks so much. It's been my pleasure.
Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
That was Denver City Councilman Chris Nevitt on his workforce retention bill moving through the city council here. He's got a little bit of a scuffle with Mayor John Hickenlooper. The business community doesn't like the idea of giving workers a 90-day warning if they're going to get laid off when they're working for city contracts. So he's fighting the good fight. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to get back to the question, why are Governor Bill Ritter's poll numbers so bad? New poll out. I'll fill you in on all the details after we get traffic from John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic is getting a little busier for us as you're making your way around the freeway systems right now. We do have a few accidents, one westbound 76 near Sheridan on the surface streets, Kipling near 58th, and another involving three cars, Leedsdale and Quebec, that in the cleanup phase. Freeway traffic is pretty heavy, but no accidents right now around downtown. Stop and go southbound 225, Parker Road 25, and on southbound I-25 from 70 past Spear. And getting reports of a female pedestrian kind of walking around and doing some weird stuff around the mousetrap at Gore Point there. So do be careful if you're cruising around the mousetrap on I-70, I-25, where that all comes together at Gore Point. Forecast, mostly sunny to start, afternoon clouds, highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, cooler, a few showers possible. Look for a high of 56. Sunday, going to be a little warmer, high near 60, also partly cloudy with afternoon showers. Right now, sitting at 58 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let's welcome Josh's father to our class for Career Day.
Welcome, Mr. Larner.
Mr. Larner is an accountant.
Yep.
You know, Memorial Day coming up. Here's a thought. Let's take a break from the economy and put it in the rearview mirror with a road trip. Start by heading over to Advance Auto Parts, where they've got 5 quarts of Pennzoil or Quaker State conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for $14.99. That's a complete oil change to get you ready to hit the road for less than $15. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
One tree can absorb as much carbon in a year as a car produces while driving 26,000 miles. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates the tree at their season opening April 24th. Creekside Tree Nursery has the highest quality stock with the best selection and best prices in all of Boulder County. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com. Then visit their season opening April 24th, just east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. Or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647.
Breath, hoping for some good news when he gives us the market report. Okay, Mike, what do you got for us? Here we go. I can only hold my breath for a couple seconds.
David, are you saying that you hold your breath because I have bad breath? What are you trying to tell me here? Just say it right out, man. The Dow is up 82 points. How's that?
That's good.
That doesn't stink too bad.
No, that's good.
The NASDAQ Composite's up 15 and a third. The S&P is up 8 3/4. The Russell is up 4.5, so all of that's good news. Microsoft is up $1.16 after posting their earnings that were in line with estimates yesterday. So that's good news, and a tiny bit of more good news. I don't have time because I used up all my time talking about breath here, but we are doing a workshop May 7th and May 9th. Nothing to sell. Some strategies I think you need to hear about, and David's been saying it, an educated investor is a better investor, and I agree. So give us a call, 303. What is our number?
303-749-2770. 303-749-2770. Sounds like you're already checked out for your weekend.
Well, I'm thinking about it, yeah.
303-749-2770. Mike Spear, Presidential Brokerage. The market report. All right, that was a pretty good market report, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, have a good weekend, Mike.
All right, you too, David.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You know, there's a lot to think about when you're buying a new car. Take the Accord from Honda, for example. It has a higher resale value than any of its competitors. And because of its exceptional engineering, it can mean low maintenance costs. So what's the bottom line? The Accord costs less money over the long term. And that's music to anyone's ears.
Based on AdminStock.com's true cost to own for the first 5 years of ownership, 2009 Accord, winner of the ALG Residual Value Award, midsize car segment.
What's the true cost to own a minivan? If you choose the Honda Odyssey, the answer is less than you might think. Because it's a top safety pick by the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety, your insurance costs can be significantly lower over the long term. Plus, it's nice to know your passengers will feel protected too. Good reasons why the Odyssey is the best-selling minivan in America.
Based on all Polk & Company retail registrations for the minivan segment January through November 2008, based on Edmunds.com's true cost to own for the first 5 years of ownership.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman from KKZN. If you're ready to consolidate debt or remodel your home, you should talk to TCF Bank. Yes, we've all heard that home equity loans are hard to get these days, but TCF Bank has lots of money to lend. I can tell you that the hardworking lenders at TCF Bank want to make loans. Find out what TCF Bank can do for you. Visit TCF Bank, apply online at tcfbank.com, or talk to a lender today. Call 1-800-TCF-LEND. TCF National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Lodge Casino is your first place for winning cash. You can win up to $10,000 on the Super Cash Wheel. Play every Wednesday and Friday from April 8th to May 15th. The Lodge Casino, your number one choice for spinning and winning cash.
And it's a world that man can eat at all. With things that big that should be 756. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Question of the day, why are Bill Ritter's poll numbers so bad? And do you disapprove of the job he's doing? New poll says a lot of you do disapprove. 303-713-7600. We'll hit one call for the top of the hour, the news at the top of the hour, and then we'll take all your calls. And remember to give us, it's Movie Friday, so give us your favorite and creepiest movie stalker. Doug in Westminster, you've been hanging on. Hey, Doug.
My Sirota.
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm with a lot of people this morning. You know, he's raising the rates, and how much can they bleed us for? That's a bad thing. The Bennett thing is really huge, I believe. I don't know what he was thinking about when he picked Bennett. Romanoff or Perlmutter would have been fabulous even to get. And it just doesn't stop at the governor's office here. I mean, now you reported this morning about Obama maybe doing more free trade with Colombia.
Yeah, that's right. That's the top of the national news. Obama, who had promised to reform NAFTA and the NAFTA trade models, saying he's going to push forward with them. So you're right on that, Doug. I gotta get the news. You got a stalker?
Yeah, Rusty and 16 Candles.
That was that's one vote. All right, Turk gets one vote. He nominated. It wasn't Rusty. Rusty's Anthony Michael Hall in vacation. It'll always be Rusty to you. All right, thanks, Doug.
Have a good weekend.
You too. All right, we're gonna hit the top of the national news, and then we'll be back discussing why Bill Ritter's poll numbers are bad. And we'll be talking also to Christy Harvey at the Center for American Progress, so stick around.
Stop all the labeling. Stop all the name-calling.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Funds are unlimited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-670-5400. 800-670-5480.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's a case of bad news is good news. Ford lost money in the first quarter, but not as much as expected.
A $1.4 billion loss shows it's still hard to make money making cars, but Ford has cut its costs deeply and is now burning through less cash. CEO Alan Mulally says they met or exceeded all of their first quarter goals.
An important point in our plan was to reduce our cash burn.
Mulally says Ford would be able to withstand a GM or Chrysler bankruptcy. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A Chrysler bankruptcy could be days away. Auto analyst Eric Merkel says bondholders aren't willing to make sacrifices needed to head off bankruptcy.
The lenders just aren't inclined to forgive $7 billion of Chrysler debt. So right now I think we're really locked into a bankruptcy-type scenario for Chrysler.
The government is ready to tell big banks how they did on a stress test to see if they could withstand a worst-case economic scenario. The test was an attempt to shore up confidence in the banking system, but industry consultant Bert Ely worries it could have the opposite effect.
There's a tremendous uncertainty as to exactly what's going to happen in the aftermath of the release of these test results, and it's that uncertainty that itself has become a major problem for the banking industry.
The recession has a lot of Americans taking stock about what really matters and what they really need to get by.
Some old workhorses like the microwave, the clothes dryer, the home air conditioner, even the television set are no longer viewed as necessities by a substantial majority of the public.
Richard Morin with the Pew Research Center. Fire crews in Myrtle Beach are keeping a weather eye on the wind. If it picks up, the flames have already destroyed or damaged 150 homes could gain in strength.
This is Jim Crisula, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The fire appears to have hopscotched through this upscale Barefoot Landing subdivision. I'm looking at one home which was burned to its slab. The brick house next door is undamaged, an American flag still flying. Across the street, a car sits charred in the driveway, with the only damage to the house being melted vinyl siding.
Oh, this late word is just in. New home sales fell 0.6% in March. The FAA has made good on a promise to release records of where and when airplanes have been struck by birds over the past 19 years. It lists more than 89,000 incidents since 1990. It's becoming a familiar sound. The Iraqis cleaning up after a terrorist attack. Back-to-back suicide bombings outside Baghdad's most important Shiite mosque today. left at least 60 people dead. A pair of bombings yesterday killed nearly 80 people. In early Wall Street trading, the market averages are moving higher. Right now, the Dow Industrials are ahead by more than 107 points. NASDAQ is up by 21. This is CBS News.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Denso Platinum TT spark plugs with twin tip technology for $1.99 at Advanced Auto Parts. Are you kidding me? That's an unbelievable price for a plug that's going to improve your performance and increase your mileage. All right, look, let me break it down for you, okay? That's a lot of spark for a lot of miles at a price that nobody else can match. Denso Platinum TT spark plugs are only at Advance. Now throw in some new ignition wires, and you're good to go. Whatever you're working on, Advanced Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. It's only one poll, but it's not great news for Governor Bill Ritter. Public policy polling surveyed more than 1,000 Coloradans. The governor's approval rating was down from a poll taken in January.
His approval rating dropped to 41%, with 49% disapproving, which means he has a negative 8% spread, which is pretty bad.
Pollster Dean Debnam says in a matchup with Republican Scott McGinnis, Ritter loses 48-41%, and against Senate Minority Leader Josh Penry, Ritter leads by just 2 points. Local Dems say they're not worried, calling the poll inaccurate and biased, but local pollster Floyd Cerulli says the governor needs to pay attention.
There's just been criticism for some time, and at least among the attentive public, people that are in the business community, some of the political leadership, and it looks like it's beginning to filter down to the voters.
Cerulli says a credible Republican has a good shot at beating the governor next year. The Colorado Supreme Court may decide on the legality of Weld County's search of suspected undocumented immigrants' tax returns. The Denver Post reports the American Civil Liberties Union has asked the High Court to rule on the record search. A lower court has already halted the operation. Sports, the Rockies begin a 3-game series at home with the Dodgers tonight. And the NFL draft begins tomorrow. The Broncos have 2 first-round picks. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just to get in your way, but we're seeing delays on the southbound side at 2 1/4. This is after Parker Road, up towards DTC. Southbound I-25, also busy downtown. Westbound 76, loading up from about 85 up to 270. Does improve a little bit as you're trying to approach I-25. Off the highways, got a crash, 58th and Kipling, as well as a 3-car accident, Leedsdale and Quebec. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now at the Home Depot, we're offering special deferred financing.
You are used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
So deferred financing, more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm David Sirota, and I'm choking down my breakfast. Sorry about that. Still getting used to is eating on breaks and shoving down food in a 5-minute break. Because I don't want to eat breakfast at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Then you get hungry at like 9. So I got to eat in the middle of breaks, and so I'm still getting used to that. So if one time I come back from break and you hear me like hacking up a lung, forgive me. I'm apologizing. I'm preemptively apologizing for that. 8:07 in Denver. One of those days that makes you happy to live on the Front Range. 56 degrees going up to 72. And it's one of those days that makes you happy that you don't live in Alaska. And that's why we call on Christy Harvey to, from Alaska to gloat, I guess, today. Hi, Christy.
Hey, how are you?
It's 70 degrees here. It's going up to 70.
Nice.
I know.
Oh, I was getting ready to brag about how warm it's been here this week, but,
No, we get 70s and 80s this week.
That is pretty sweet. Well, we hit what they keep calling the double nickel up here earlier last week.
55? Nice. That's pretty good for you guys. That's like balmy.
It was great, except everyone kept calling it barbecue weather. And everybody was out cooking out on, like, the roof decks and you know, having parties on their balcony. And I was
It's all relative, right?
I just wanted to say, excuse me, did you know that warmer does not mean warmer?
55.
Little difference there.
55 is not that warm. That's true. We're talking with Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. We talk to her every week. At this time. All right, so there's a couple things that you and I have been IMing about over the last week. First of all, before we get to some of the more serious stuff, you IM me a sign of the apocalypse about Bill Nye in Waco, Texas.
This one blew my mind yesterday. It's hard to blow my mind.
This is a sign of the apocalypse.
It really is. Bill Nye the Science Guy, who is a personal hero of mine. I love Bill Nye the Science Guy. And he was giving a speech in Waco, Texas. And when in the course of this speech,
Hold on a minute. Don't say it. I want to cut you off there right now. Waco,
sure.
You know, some people call it Waco.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Waco is where the Koresh, the cult, where the Branch Davidian compound was. I was just down there. For a meeting, and it's as creepy as it sounds, as a city named Waco would seem to be. Okay, so Bill Nye is in Waco, Texas.
He is.
Okay,
and
what happens?
I've never been there, so I'll take your word
there's
on
like
it.
There's like a church. There's like a church every half a block. I actually think it has the most churches in the highest concentration of churches. I think this is known. One of the highest concentration of churches. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a very, very, very conservative religious place. And obviously, not just Christianity. You had the Branch Davidians. It's a creepy place.
Well, he was there for part of this community college distinguished lecture series where they brought in people to talk about, you know, just whatever he was supposed to talk about. So he was there, and he was talking about energy consumption and Mars and just science like Bill Nye, the Science Guy, does in his cute little bow tie. And he started talking about the moon. And he made passing reference to the fact that the moon does not generate its own light, but reflects the light of the sun. And the audience went nuts. They started booing him. They walked out. They had this complete audience breakdown because Bill Nye the Science Guy said that the moon did not generate its own light but reflected the light from the sun, because they were upset that, of course, in Genesis, the Bible said that God created two sources of light.
The second source is theoretically the moon?
Well, it says God made two great lights, the greater light to govern during the day and the lesser light to govern in the night. He also made the stars. That's from Genesis 1:16. And Bill Nye said, you know, this is interesting, but really in actual science, the sun generates its own light, but the moon actually, its light is generated because it reflects the sun's light. And people went nuts. People started yelling, "We believe in God," and storming out of the lecture hall.
I mean, Bill Nye is one of the most non-controversial people. Right? I mean,
that's why I love him. I have a thing for like grown-up dorky guys.
Right, he's like Mr. Rogers non-controversial.
Like, he makes Mr. Wizard look like crazy wild man.
Right, exactly. So the idea that, I mean, this is a sign of the apocalypse when it becomes controversial. I don't even care if you're in Waco, Texas, right? It doesn't matter. If it becomes controversial anywhere in the United States among more than two or three crazy people,
yeah,
right, among a crowd of people, that it's controversial that the sun does not emanate light, we're really a society on the brink. Like, we're really on the brink.
it's not as if he was going into some really obscure scientific principle about the generation of life or quarks or insert your own science thing I don't know about here.
I mean, God forbid the guy mentioned evolution. God forbid.
It's not even like it is.
I mean,
evolution. This is basic second grade science.
That's what I'm saying. God forbid he brought up an actual well, not to me, but what is considered to be a controversial issue like evolution. And if you saying the sun doesn't emanate light is controversial, you saying that evolution is, or I'm sorry, the moon. Yeah, see, now I'm going crazy. If you say the moon doesn't emanate light. And that's controversial. You wonder what the reaction would have been if you say, "Well, evolution is real." I mean, I don't even want to think about that. That actually gets me to our next topic, which is torture.
Quickly, before we do the torture, did you see the video of Joe Barton, the congressman from Texas, trying to do a smackdown of Energy Secretary Stephen Chu?
No, what did he say?
That was from this week as well. It's the exact same thing. And the crazy part is Joe Barton put this up on YouTube. That said basically, like, I schooled Energy Secretary Stephen Chu.
What happened?
It's at the end of testimony that Chu was giving about things, and Barton raised his hand, and it was his turn, and he said, "Okay, I got a question for you. Can you answer this?" So how did all the oil get from under Texas to under Alaska? Answer me that. We're talking about drilling in the Arctic Circle. How'd the oil get there?
He didn't really mean that.
Oh, he really meant it.
Hold on a minute.
Chu started cracking up.
Hold on a minute. Joe Barton was
serious.
Joe Barton's assumption, let me get this straight. He was being serious.
Mm-hmm.
And his assumption was...
I can tell you this video. You're going to love it.
His assumption, and this was, Joe Barton used to be the chair of the Energy Committee.
Yeah.
When the Republicans did it. So he was essentially assuming that the oil had actually, like a river, like there's an underground river of oil or something, that the oil had moved.
Well, so Stephen Chu realizes it's a serious question because he starts laughing, you know, pleasantly along with Barton.
He thinks it's a joke.
He thinks it's a joke. So Stephen Chu starts with the, "Well, sir, there are plates under the earth and they shift," and Barton goes, "Oh, so you're telling me that the oil just drifted up there?"
No,
one knows what to say because it's so crazy. But that's all I could think of because I saw that. And then 10 minutes later, I saw Bill Nye's Science Guy.
Now, let me just make sure I'm clear on this. And we're talking to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. Let me just make sure I understand this. The reason there's different oil is in the Sahara, it's in Alaska, mm-hmm. is because that's where sets of populations of dinosaurs and vegetation and all the other organic material that was then pressurized over millions of years was actually pressurized. There was the oil from Alaska did not become oil and then physically move to Texas.
Well, right.
Right. I mean, like, I just want to make sure that I have it right. Right. Like, I want to make sure that I'm not crazy.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's it.
And
but
Joe Barton, the chairman,
could not give an actual answer because the question makes no sense.
Joe Barton, the chairman of the Energy Committee, he was the chairman of the United States Congress's Energy Committee, is making the assumption that the oil, there was this pressurizing situation from primitive times, created the oil in a place like Alaska. The oil was under the ground, and then the oil moved under the ground down to Texas. That's
Here's
essentially
the assumption.
Question.
His direct question to Stephen Chu, and I am quoting from the transcript, is, quote, How did the oil and gas get to Alaska under the Arctic Ocean?
I mean, we're really a society. This is a person. I mean, this is what's crazy about this. It's one thing for a bunch of people in Waco to boo Bill Nye for saying the moon doesn't emanate light. It's another thing for a guy who makes energy laws to actually ask a serious question about how oil moved under the... my mind is... I can't...
I'm sending you this link right now. I hope it doesn't make noise over the air, but I'm IMing you.
It's
you've got it.
Really
okay.
Crazy. All right.
Right. Just watch it to amuse yourself.
I think it's gonna frighten me. Oh, there's your IM. It's popping up. Okay, yeah. I think it's going to... I'm going to watch it like in the safety of my own home so my head doesn't explode. Yeah. Okay, so before we... Well, give me, anything new? We're trying to follow this torture issue. What's new on it? I know Obama said... first he said we should do an investigation, then maybe we shouldn't, and now maybe we should. I can't follow it. Where are we?
That's gone back and forth. And the other thing that happened yesterday that was new, there were two things. Number one, Defense Secretary Robert Gates came forward and said, yes, those memos should have been exposed, which I thought was interesting because most Republicans and a lot of people on the right are just knee-jerking saying we should not have done the memos. So it's interesting to see where people are coming down on that. And then the Obama administration late last night said that they were going to release a bunch of photographs similar to the ones that were released from Abu Ghraib on May 28th, which is my birthday. I'm like, great, thank you, Mr. President, that are going to show the torture. Now, here's the problem I keep having with this, David, and I'm trying to even logically just get my head around why they're saying they don't want to prosecute or go forward with an investigation. To me, that doesn't make sense, but I want to understand why they're saying it. But what I really don't get is they're saying, we're not going to investigate, but guess what? Oh, my gosh, look at this other really horrible stuff that happened. We're not going to prosecute, but, oh, my God, did you see what they did on this day and this day? And here's a picture of it. You know,
so you're saying, why are they telling us how bad it is?
And get all this stuff out there to show us what happened, what really terrible things happened, and then say, by the way, we're doing nothing in the next breath.
I would even go further and ask, you know, if you're going to say, and Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesperson, made the right point. He said, look, the president doesn't decide who gets prosecuted. That's why we have a Justice Department, because we don't want prosecutions based primarily on who happens to be elected. Right?
Right.
We want it to be a little bit more objective. Well, that makes sense. So how are you simultaneously saying that, which makes sense, and then you're like, well, we shouldn't prosecute or we shouldn't really investigate? It's strange. Either you should or you shouldn't. Either you think it's horrible, as you said, and you're releasing information to show how horrible it is, or you think it's not so bad, and
yeah,
it's not a big deal.
It's so schizophrenic to me to be talking both sides. It's like they want to get us all really whipped up and upset, but then on the other hand want us to sort of forget about it, but at the same time.
Right, and the problem is for them, I think, politically, is that it's going to make us angry, and then ultimately it's going to make us angry at them.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I realize I have been so grumpy this week, just cross and snappy and in the worst mood. And yesterday I finally was like, I don't know what my deal is. And I realized it's because I've been reading torture memos without stop since last Friday.
Yeah, that's...
So I started with the Fourth Justice, and then now I'm about three-quarters of the way through the Senate report. And it just is doing a number on me. But in the same vein, I really think it's important to read this stuff. So.
It absolutely is, and that's why the Center for American Progress has you there to keep everybody, including the Obama administration, the Bush administration, to keep everybody honest, to read the awful reading of torture memos. I can understand why you've been down this week. All right, listen, we got to go, but before we do, your favorite creepy movie stalker.
Favorite creepy movie stalker.
Like a stalker, like Max Cady from Cape Fear, like Michael Keaton in Pacific Heights, like a movie character who like stalks, like the cable guy.
I think the first one you ever really identify with or see or have affect you is the one that remains your favorite / the biggest one. And for me, that's Jessica Walter in Play Misty for Me.
I've never seen this movie. You're the second person who said it. And by the way, that is one of them listed in the Entertainment Weekly issue. It's from the 70s?
Well, Jessica Walter, she now is the mom on Arrested Development. She's Lucille. And she's a beautiful woman. Back in the 70s, it's this Clint Eastwood movie. And honestly, if you watch it after you've seen Fatal Attraction, you're like, oh, my God, they copied Fatal Attraction so hard, they should be sued.
Oh, wait, did it come out before or after Fatal? You mean Fatal Attraction?
Fatal Attraction
copied it.
Exactly.
I see.
And you're just like, how could they do that with a straight face? It's kind of like when you see Annie Hall and compare it to When Harry Met Sally, and you're like, this movie tracks so
exactly.
well, but it's very interesting.
Exactly.
So, that terrified me as a kid. terrifying.
I need to check it out now. First thing I need to do is convince my wife to watch a few more scary movies. She doesn't like scary movies in the house, but I'll work on that. Christy Harvey, the Center for American Progress, thank you so much for taking the time. Stay warm and barbecue. If it's 50, go out and barbecue. Come on.
Exactly. It's moose steaks for everybody.
Yeah, maybe a barbecue, but no sandals yet. No sandals yet.
That sounds like a plan.
Talk to you next week.
David.
Okay. 822, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Here's what we're going to do. After the break, a little bit of a news update. Stories that you may not have heard about. Stories that you may have, but a little detail you may not have. And then we'll get back to your calls about the A1 story, which is Bill Ritter's awful polling numbers. Why do you think Colorado seems to be turning against Bill Ritter? Do you think he can revive himself? Are you one of those people who disapproves of him? 303-713-7600. You can send us an instant message. You can email us. You can Twitter us, Facebook, all that stuff. We'll read out some of your emails, your Twitters, whatever. And obviously, we'll take your calls. First, let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic is pretty nice for us now. Friday's nice and light. That's how we like it. Only seeing the stop and go in the normal spots. Southbound 225 after Parker Road. Southbound I-25 from I-70 to Spear Boulevard. If you're traveling on C-470 down in the south end of town, you will hit a couple different snags. First from Wadsworth to Platte Canyon. Again from Broadway, but this stretch takes you all the way to I-25. And seeing some more traffic building on northbound I-25 around Broadway up to Alameda. One crash on the radar, Kipling and 58th. Your forecast mostly sunny, a lot like yesterday. Highs going to be in the upper 70s. Right now we're at 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Discover LetLoveHeal.com. Can love prevent depression and improve memory? Does affection from dogs lengthen human life?
If you're thinking of designing your own engagement ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from the thousands of certified diamonds at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. You'll have the ring only you could create.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Now at the Home Depot, we're offering special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Plus, free workshops this weekend on spring outdoor projects, which means we'll show you how to save cash by tackling improvements yourself, then keep that cash in your pocket by postponing payments. Special deferred financing. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
One tree can absorb as much carbon in a year as a car produces while driving 26,000 miles. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates the tree at their season opening April 24th. Creekside Tree Nursery has the highest quality stock with the best selection and best prices in all of Boulder County. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com. Then visit their season opening April 24th, just east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. Or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647.
Consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
Precious Rose, you color our world till insects and disease turn it upside down. So backed by over a century of Bayer science, we've created Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. It's the only no-spray formula that works three ways, controlling bugs and disease as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. So count your blessings and stop to smell the scientific advances. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
This is Tom Harbin. Join me in AM 760 at the Denver Green Festival, May 2nd and 3rd at the Colorado Convention Center. Find out how neighbors, community nonprofits, and city departments are working together to make Denver a healthier, greener place to live.
I am green today.
I'll be giving a keynote talk on May 2nd, so be sure to stop by. It's the Denver Green Festival with me, Tom Harbin, and AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Details are at am760.net.
How can I learn you? How can I read you? How can I outthink you? And I can out-philosophize you. And I'm going to outlast you.
That's Max Cady from Cape Fear. My nomination for the creepiest and scariest stalker in movie history. It's Movie Friday. Who is your creepiest and scariest movie stalker? That's what we're asking everybody when they call up to give us their take on that. We'll do a little bit of a national and local news update. In national news, the president seems to be moving back and forth on whether or not he supports an inquiry into torture. On Sunday, his chief of staff said he didn't. On, I think it was Tuesday, the president said that he did. And now today, the news is that the president doesn't want Congress to do any kind of investigation into torture. So, back and forth, back and forth. It's pretty weird. CFO Magazine reports that 25% of auditors at publicly traded companies say that they believe there's a good chance that their companies will not exist within the next year. So, in other words, 25% of publicly traded companies, the auditors at those companies say those companies may go out of business. That's, try to get your head around that. I mean, that is really frightening news. New York Times reports that the Obama administration is unfortunately pushing forward a series of NAFTA-style trade deals that the Bush administration left for the Obama administration, some of which that President Obama promised not to support, that being the Colombia trade agreement. That's not such good news. What is good news is President Obama had the credit card company CEOs at the White House yesterday and told them that regulatory legislation is coming. He asked them to take voluntary steps to stop fleecing consumers with high interest rates, and the industry said that they only wanted such voluntary measures, and he said, well, voluntary measures are good, and he wants them to do what he's asking, but that legislation is also coming. So that's good. Finally, the White House is sort of standing up to the financial industry. Locally, the Colorado Senate panel passed the cell phone bill to mandate that you use hands-free devices if you're going to use your cell phone in your car. We talked to Denver City Councilman Chris Nevitt about his workforce retention bill here in Denver to force employers who lose government contracts to give their workers a 90-day notice that those contracts have been lost and to retain those workers for the new contract holders, so that when the city government says, all right, we're going to move from Company A to Company B for this service, that the workers at Company A get a 90-day notice in the hopes of that those workers get hired on with the new contractor. That's why it's called workforce retention. Business community does not like this bill. Chris Nevitt is pushing it. Mayor John Hickenlooper has gone back and forth on it a bit. Denver Post reports that the ACLU of Colorado has fired the first shot in what could turn into a legal battle over the state's control of what messages may appear on personalized license plates. This comes in response to the story whereby the ILVTOFU request for a vanity plate, ILVTOFU, I love tofu, the DMV thought it meant I love to FU, according to the Denver Post. FU is on a long list of letter combinations barred by the Division of Motor Vehicles because someone could interpret the letters as an abbreviated obscenity. So the ACLU is fighting back. Good news, existing home sales are up in the West by 19% from last year. That's great news. And then the news of the day, the top A1 story. Governor Bill Ritter's poll numbers are in the toilet. More people disapprove of him than approve of him, and in a potential matchup with former Republican congressman and I believe current, if not former, but I believe current corporate lobbyist Scott McGinnis, Ritter is losing. Ritter is losing to McGinnis in a potential 2010 re-election matchup. Why do you think these poll numbers are so bad? Do you disapprove of Bill Ritter? What do you think he's doing right and doing wrong? I think he's done some things right. I think he pushed the severance tax reform measure. I thought that took a lot of guts. I appreciate that he came out and made a statement, though it was weak, in support of tuition equity. He's been a good spokesman for green energy, but, you know, I think he's been he's come off as weak. It's hard to say what Bill Ritter is about, what he stands for. And in the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking to Denver Post columnist Susan Green, who wrote a pretty stinging column about how Ritter has backed off of his pledges on criminal justice reform. And Ritter has also backed off, shouldn't forget this, on his pledge, on his health care pledge. And he promised that there would be some kind of a universal health care system, some modicum of a universal health care system here in Colorado by 2010. And he has gone back on that promise. I think that's probably, though, that combination of all of that is what is weak in Ritter. What do you think? 303-713-7600 or email us, Twitter us, Facebook, at David Sirota, or go to am760.net and instant message us. I'll read off some instant messages in the next hour.
I got a few votes, Dave, for your stalkers that have been coming in the last couple hours.
Go for it.
The birds. They were stalkers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Non-human, but they were stalkers. That's right.
Robin Williams in Death to Smoochie. It's who's a creepy clown. I don't remember that one.
I don't remember that one either.
Play Misty for Me. I think that was made the top 20, actually.
Yes, that's like the fifth vote for that movie.
Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs. John Cusack is Lloyd Dobler in Say Anything.
A stalker? You're going to put it as a creepy stalker? Oh, man, that's sad. That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Oh, and he's like such an adorable character.
And the Paperboy in Better Off Dead.
$2. Great. I love that. I want my $2.
He was stalking that. And he has, like the guy said, the little switchblade comb.
Yeah, it's so great. Yeah. So great. Right, we got time for one call? Or we got to do traffic?
Let's do traffic and get back on clock
okay.
here.
All right, good.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
No.
Hey,
we're just a little behind.
You run the clock. All right, so we'll go to traffic, and then we'll get to all of your calls. If you're hanging on.
I am in charge of here is the brakes.
Holding on. Oh, come on, man. You've been at this station, what, you tell me, 10 years?
Almost 10 years, yes.
Man, you're like the senior chairman. You're like the dean.
I've been sitting in this chair here at KKZN for almost 10 years.
You're like the dean. Three
format changes.
You're like the dean of KKZN.
Kind
of. John Turk. All right, let's go to the dean with traffic.
All right. Southbound 25, still stop and go, heading into downtown after I-70. Things are improving up in Northglenn, though, as you're heading southbound. Northbound is on 25, going to hit the normal delays there once you get to the bridges around Lincoln Street up to Alameda. Also seeing some traffic going in and out of Aurora. Northbound 225, busy at Parker Road. Same deal on the southbound side there. Also seeing some heavy traffic there from I-70 down to 6th Avenue. But no crashes on the current radar. Your forecast today, mostly sunny to start. Afternoon clouds, just like yesterday. Highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, cooler. High of 56, possible few showers. And on Sunday, going to be also high around 60 and possible afternoon showers as well. Your current temperature, I'll spit it out, 57 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
New casino players eat for free at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet or delicious deli meal free as a new casino player. Hungry yet? Take I-70 to exit 243, Hidden Valley to Fortune Valley. Some restrictions apply.
Mario Solis Marriage.
TGIV, Republican candidate Murph.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds winning depend on number of entries. That's May 16th. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Don't miss the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra's season finale concert, titled Awakening of the Spirit, on April 25th at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Schubert's 8th symphony, known as the Unfinished, will delight with its sublime lyrical perfection. Souls will soar as Van Cliburn gold medalist John Nakamatsu joins the Boulder Philharmonic for Brahms' epic piano concerto number 2. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
and in LASIK. They're your one stop for all your LASIK needs, and they can do it for as low as $499 per eye. And they have done tons and tons of these procedures. So they treat you great. As a matter of fact, they've completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So if you've been shy about LASIK, hey, do yourself a favor. Call ICON. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call ICON, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
Hey, do you owe money? Have big bills? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to your bank and tell them you don't want to pay them back, or you'll give them back some of their money, but not all of it. If you did this, you'd get thrown out of the bank. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies and National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, or any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
Dad, the toilet's angry again.
Is your math homework down there?
No, Dad, it always gurgles. Why don't you call Drain Solvers, the people that make you smile? They're having a $79 special to look into the sewer line.
Well, that's right. It was $279, now it's just $79. Good call, sweetheart.
Don't let plumbing problems dampen your day. Drain Solvers has an incredible $79 special to check your pipes. Drain Solvers is a member of the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Network.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
.39 here in Denver. 57 degrees going up to 72. I'm wearing my sandals in the studio and nothing else. Just kidding. But I am wearing my sandals. 303-713-7600 is the number. What is Bill Ritter doing right? What is he doing wrong? And why are his poll numbers in the tank? That's the question. And who is your favorite movie stalker? Creepy, stalky character. It's Movie Friday. Mine is Max Cady. John Turk has nominated Anthony Michael Hall from 16 Candles, stalking
Rusty. Ringwald.
Rusty. He'll be forever known as Rusty, even though he wasn't Rusty in that movie. He was Rusty from National Lampoon's Vacation, but he's Rusty in everything, really. All right, let's go to the phones. Terry in North Glen, you're on AM 760. Hello, Terry. Terry is gone. Let's go to Ray in Aurora. Ray.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Well, I'm thinking our man that we were talking about is not effective, assertive, just too quiet. We don't know. Maybe he's too busy working on so many things that he's too quiet. See if he was more vocal, or if he would have made speeches or things like that, we might have a better chance with Ritter, you know.
Yeah, his image is sort of, maybe lethargic.
Yeah.
Sort of a lethargic image of a sort of, I wouldn't say lethargic. That suggests that he doesn't seem like he's working hard. I think it's that.
Ineffective.
Yeah, or maybe aloof. How about aloof?
No.
No, you're not aloof. Yeah. Ineffective. Just not taking the reins.
If he was more vocal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
do you have any specific things that you take issue with him? Like a position that he took, something he did do, something he didn't do?
Well, he did something good, as you mentioned, you know. But I think he was too busy in the back of the situation working on things. I mean, wasn't he... What was he before? The district attorney general, right?
He was a district attorney of Denver.
A district attorney. Well, that's a kind of quiet situation, you know. And you multitask a lot. I think that's what he was doing, multitasking a lot.
Definitely, definitely. All right, you got your favorite movie stalker?
I have a whole movie the movie, I can't think of, Harrison Ford was in it, and the Nexus people, the three Nexus machines, Leon, Roy Batty, and Pris.
Are you talking about Blade Runner?
Blade Runner, that old movie.
Yeah.
Look at the people stacked up on top of one another. That old movie scared me.
And speaking of which, you know, Rutger Hauer, we talked about Rutger Hauer. He was in that movie as one of the creepiest characters. I forget what those kinds of people were called in the movie, but Rutger Hauer was the leader of them, and he was real creepy. Thanks for the call, Ray. Mike in Denver. Mike.
Hey, David.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. I'm wearing my sandals as well.
Good. You're always wearing your sandals.
I pretty much always wear my sandals. There's snow on the ground. Well, hey, I was going to comment on, you're talking about why Obama. I mean, yeah, it's highly with Christy Harvey. It's disappointing that Obama is, you know, being really wishy-washy on this whole torture prosecution thing. And I tell you what I'm telling myself to make me feel better about him is that he's like sort of trying to raise this public groundswell again, you know, to do this, so that way he can sort of step back and be his smoothness as he is to say, hey, you know, I was going to let these guys off the hook, but, you know, there was such a public groundswell that I had to appoint a special prosecutor, which, again, you know, it's his deal, not my deal.
Well, I agree.
But I'm hoping
I,
that's the case.
I think that might be possible. The only thing that's perplexing about it is why wouldn't he then want the Congress to at least investigate it?
You know, I don't know. Again, of course, you know, he doesn't have the authority to tell Congress not to investigate.
No,
so again,
he doesn't.
He can say whatever he wants.
Right, but he weighed in and he said, you know, Harry Reid came out and said he didn't want to do it. Of course, Nancy Pelosi said she did want to do it. So Obama weighed in.
We know Harry Reid. Harry Reid is a coward.
Right, he is. Yes, Donnie, these men are cowards.
Right.
From exactly. That's a quote from Big Lebowski, folks.
My favorite movie, by the way. Yeah. The dude is my hero.
You know, your face kind of looks like the dude.
I work on that. That's my goal in life. My goal in life is to wander through Ralph's in a bathrobe buying milk with a check.
That's like my goal too, man. I wake up, half the days I wake up, I kind of wish I could put on my bathrobe and go over to Ralph's and buy some milk. And didn't he drink it at the...
He drank it, but the best part that I loved about it, because I lived in Washington at the time, and I couldn't believe that people write checks. People write checks at Starbucks for like a $3 cup of coffee.
I know.
I was like, oh my God, this is so West Coast. I'll also give you my opinion on Bill Ritter. I mean, I'll just say that a couple of things. First of all, I think that when he appointed Michael Bennett, that was basically pissing on his base. And then his opponent, of course, is kind of unknown, so that always helps. I mean, you know, Big Oil Bob was kind of an unknown to a lot of people, and the more you got to know him, the more everybody didn't like him. So there's always that case. You know more about Bill Bennett, so there's more not to like. I mean, I don't think he's been doing a great job, but there's more not to like.
No, that's true. There's the McGinnis and Penry, the potential Republicans running against Ritter.
Nobody knows their lack of outside of their district.
Right, people who don't know them. That may be working in their favor, and that they're an empty vessel right now. And they certainly, in the course of a campaign, would be defined
pretty well.
So you're right. Do you have any complaints with Ritter?
No, just my usual Democratic politician.
I mean, why do you think his numbers are so bad?
They're never strong on anything. They never come out they don't seem to ever really do anything. He's done a few decent things. I think, you know, again, I think we're still in a fairly divided state. I mean, the Obama phenomenon notwithstanding, I think that there's, you know, we're still in a pretty, Colorado's still pretty 50 overall. I mean, I'm sure Ritter's probably very popular in places like Denver, but, you know, I think as a state in the whole, it's not surprising. If his poll numbers ever got above, you know, 55%, I think he could say he's doing pretty well.
Right. Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, it is a very, very narrowly divided state, but these numbers, I mean, 41 to 48, I mean, having disapproval numbers higher than your approval numbers as an incumbent.
Well, not to mention, there's not a lot of good news right now. So obviously incumbents these days are going to have it tough because, you know, things are going fairly well in
Colorado.
That's
a good point.
There, you know?
There is sort of a throw the bums out attitude. That's right. That's right.
We'll just get different bums, but at least, you know, this economy happened on this bum's watch, so it must be his fault.
You got a favorite movie, Stalker?
Yeah, I do, and you're going to love this one. Wile E. Coyote.
He's always
stalking the roadrunner.
Always stalking. He's hungry. You know, he needs to see. Wile E. Coyote's got to eat, you know? Brother's got to eat. You know? So, but that's a good one. That's a good one.
Hey. I have a DVD for you to help you get over your fear of clowns. And actually, you guys already mentioned it. I have a copy of Death to Smoochie that I got for you. So
this is the Robin Williams
thing. It's good enough, and it's not clown enough. It's not like he's not like a bozo type.
It's going to get me over my fear of clowns, or it's going to make me afraid of clowns?
No, it's going to help you get over your fear.
Oh, it's going to help me get over my fear. All right, man. Wait, we got to hang out soon.
It's a deal. We'll watch Death to Smoochie over whiskeys.
Excellent. Good to talk to you, man.
Which is the best way to watch that movie, because it's not that great.
It's the best way to watch a movie, period. See you later, man.
All right, man. See ya.
8:47, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 57 degrees going up into the 70s today. Movie Friday, who's your favorite movie stalker? Creepy movie stalker. Mine is Max Cady, and by this we mean a character who stalks in a frightening way, another character in the movie. And then the topic of the day is, why are Bill Ritter's poll numbers so bad? New poll shows his disapproval ratings higher than his approval ratings, and him potentially losing to the possible Republican challengers, Scott McGinnis, and only narrowly defeating little-known state senator Josh Penry in a potential 2010 matchup. Are you happy with Ritter? Are you not happy with him? Why are you happy with him or not happy with him? Do you understand why these numbers are so bad? Or are you shocked about it? 303-713-7600, couple open lines. 303-713-7600. You can also instant message us, email us, am760.net. Let's go to Dr. Alan Gilbert. How you doing there?
I'm doing well.
I owe you an email back. I'm sorry I have not emailed you back. I've been absolutely swamped with columns and book proposals, but I'm glad you called in. So what's going on?
I'm thinking about this question about what Obama's doing.
Yeah, from the news, right, the torture question.
Yeah. And I want to, first of all, say that I was really thrilled when he released the torture memos. That is, they are horrifying. And if you think about it this way, when was the last time an American president released documents which reveal with honesty American crimes that need not be committed again, when the whole intelligence service, or at least the former directors, were going crazy at him? And if there's another case in modern American history where somebody did something like that, I'd like to know about it.
No, well, he insists that he had to release them as part of a court case. Now, I'm not trying to take anything away from him.
No, he did. He did, but the choice he had was he could have crossed out not just the names, but, for example, all the information about techniques like Wallen.
Oh, you mean he could have redacted it?
Right.
Oh,
and,
right.
If he had redacted it, I think that everybody would rightly say Obama is a phony. And the fact that he didn't redact it is an enormous act of courage, of which, as I say, if you just think about it in terms of parallels, I don't think there are any. And the second point, and I don't know that this is true, but I've been quite impressed with, you know, once upon a time, Obama was fighting Hillary Clinton, and everybody knew that Hillary Clinton was going to win. And then there was McCain, and it looked like he was ahead for a while, and neither of them seemed to have gotten the better of this guy. And I look at Dick Cheney in this light, and I really wonder whether the Republicans are doing particularly well on this issue. If he releases these photographs in May, and there is the Office of Professional Responsibility report, which is a so frightening a report that Mukasey fainted at a meeting when he was talking about whether there was legal responsibility for torture. I think what it's going to say is roughly something like these guys would flunk a first-year law class. I think that the clamor will build. And the third point about it is, internationally, there was a rather shocking development that Spain withdrew its torture prosecutions temporarily because they have a really opportunist attorney general, although it's not over there yet. But they met with the United States, and basically in Europe, there are many cases proceeding, and that was before the memos came out, And the memos under the law, including under American law, if any of this ever gets investigated by a special prosecutor, there will be cases, and I doubt very much that any of these so-called lawyers will have much of a case.
Well, listen, I promise we will check back with you as developments happen. You are our man in Denver on this set of issues. You're an expert on it. Alan Gilbert of DU,
great.
Professor there.
Great. Can I say something about the stalker issue?
You got 10 seconds.
Okay. Simone Signore and the Cat People.
Simone Signore and the Cat People. I've never seen it, but I'm marking all this stuff down.
The scariest movie I ever saw.
I will check it out. And remember, keep us posted, and I really apologize for not getting back to you. I've just barely treading water.
Great,
but we'll be in touch, okay? It's good to talk to
Take
you.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
That was Alan Gilbert, the professor from DU, who's an expert on these torture issues. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. And this is John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic's getting back to normal speeds on some of the highways around town. We do see some heavier jams coming into town on southbound 25, I-70, past Spear Boulevard. Northbound also busy there from around DU to Alameda. Also seeing some heavier volumes westbound Turnpike Sheridan to 104th. And one accident, it's a new one, 35th. And Colorado. Your forecast, mostly sunny, a lot like yesterday. Look for a high around 78, 79 degrees. Right now we're at 60. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hurry to 17th and Fillmore for the closeout of the last remaining homes in Tower 1 of the Pinnacle at City Park South, Denver's most successful luxury condominium. Two-bedroom homes start at just $399,900. One-bedroom homes from just $299,900.
The Mario Solis Marriage Show.
You said that you yourself are a transgender person. As you watch this kid.
Did you know your mattress could be emitting toxic, cancer-causing chemicals? That's right. Most mattresses are filled with synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, Savvy Rest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins, and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic mattress. Get healthy and buy organic. For details, visit thenaturalsleepstore.com. That's thenaturalsleepstore.com.
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream. And let's be honest, it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate targeted nutrition. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-491-8149. That's 1-800-491-8149. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-491-8149. That's 1-800-491-8149.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
You're a contractor. Four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
You need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your gold investor's kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-670-5480. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-670-5480. 800-670-5480.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Why is Bill Ritter, why are his poll numbers in the tank? And who is your favorite movie stalker? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Art and Aurora. You got 30 seconds. Art.
Hey, David.
Hey, hey there.
How about Sharon Stone? You know, she was a...
Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, she was creepy. I mean, she was good-looking. She was somebody you want to be stalked by, but...
Oh, not Fatal Attraction. It's her Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then David Ritter, you know, he's so disconnected and so well insulated from his from down to earth reality. He's like the pompous royalty from the British, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he's kind of aloof. I think you're right. I think he sort of seems kind of insulated. Thanks for the call. All right, we'll squeeze in one really quick. Jane in Westminster, you got 30 seconds because I got to get the top of the news. Jane.
Okay, well, as far as Governor Ritter, I'm calling him an equal opportunity disappointer. You know, he comes right out and he goes against labor, and then you see the right wing, you know, plotting. Oh, he's doing pretty good. Maybe he's not so bad. And then he does something against them, and they're disappointed.
Yeah, he
spreads it out.
There's a little back and forth. All right, Jane.
Okay, and as far as the stalker, years ago, Mystery Theater, Diana Rigg played a part in something called Mother Love.
Okay, that's a good one. All right, thanks for the call. All right, stick around. We're going to give it to Susan Green, the Denver Post columnist, after the break.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great. Just download the iHeartRadio app for free. Find out how at AM760.net.
Hi, this is Ed McCaffrey, and I'd like to request a little more consideration from all you fans of Good Feet Arch Supports. Don't get me wrong. I love it when you come up to me in the mall and want to chat about how Good Feet relieve the pain in your feet, heels, knees, and back. My only complaint is that some of you asked me to take off my shoes to prove I'm actually wearing them myself. Now, maybe in this day of phony promises and exaggerated product claims, you've become just a little cynical. So let me clear things up. Yes, I wear my Good Feet Arch Supports in my shoes every day. I wear them in all my shoes, whether I'm playing golf or getting ready for a night out. Why? Because they take away the pain I used to feel. And yes, I'm wearing them as I speak to you right now. Believe me, I wouldn't say nice things about Good Feet Arch Supports if they weren't true.
Donate your new or used shoes at any Goodfeet store and get 10% off your arch support purchase. Proceeds go to Goodwill's School to Work program, helping 26,000 at-risk Colorado students. Call 1-877-620-FEET for the store nearest you. Goodfeet, America's number one arch support.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The government is making good on its pledge to release airport bird strike statistics. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato in Washington.
It has long been known that since 1990 there have been more than 89,000 incidents in which birds or other wildlife struck planes. Now you can learn what's going on at your local airport. For instance, at New York's JFK, there have been 30 bird strikes that have destroyed or significantly damaged aircraft. Aviation lawyer and former transportation official Mary Schiavo.
Aircraft colliding with wildlife is dramatically on the rise. In the 19 years the government's been keeping the data, it has quadrupled per year. It's been on the rise, and then in just the last 4 years, it's risen 60%.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
New home sales were still down last month by 0.6%, but the rate was higher than originally reported, fueling optimism that the downturn may be nearing its bottom. Walter Maloney's with the National Association of Realtors.
We think new home sales could come down a bit further in the coming quarters before they begin to rebound early next year.
This is the day the Fed begins telling some of the country's biggest banks how well they did on their stress tests. Those results will be released to the public on May the 4th. A 5-year fight by the American Civil Liberties Union has paid off in a Pentagon promise to release more photos of prisoners being abused in Afghanistan and Iraq while in U.S. custody. The ACLU says a substantial number of photographs will be made available by the end of May. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says the photos could touch off a bitter reaction.
The biggest concern is how this might inflame
the Arab region even more so. One can only imagine what kind of response we might see from the so-called Arab street by the release of these particular photographs.
Former Vice President Al Gore is testifying on Capitol Hill in support of a House measure that would put restrictions on the gases implicated in global climate change. Live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Gore has testified about the dangers of global warming before. The big difference this time is Congress and the President say they're ready to act on it. Gore endorsed a sweeping bill to cap emissions from fossil fuels.
This bill will simultaneously address the climate crisis, the economic crisis, and the national security threats that stem from our dependence on foreign oil.
Gore was joined by former Virginia Senator John Warner, one of only a handful of prominent Republicans to back these kinds of dramatic steps to combat global warming. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
The battle goes on along the South Carolina coast, where fire crews are fighting a wildfire that began Wednesday and has now scorched more than 31 square miles. Horry County Fire Chief Gary Adelman says the conditions are rough.
This morning, visibility was zero. You could not see your hand in front of your face this morning out there.
Officials say the wildfires caused more than $8 million in damage. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 100 points. This is CBS News.
Your lawn's enemy, weeds and crabgrass. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Until now. Get Bayer Advanced All-in-One Lawn Weed and Crabgrass Killer. It's two products in one, eliminating lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. And use less water with its new water-saving sprayer. Nothing's faster or easier, saving you time and money. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Now at the Home Depot, we're offering special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Plus, free workshops this weekend on spring outdoor projects, which means we'll show you how to save cash by tackling improvements yourself, then keep that cash in your pocket by postponing payments. Special deferred financing. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Former Rocky Mountain News staffers are revamping plans for their online news website. In Denver Times just didn't have enough money.
Those guys have been just phenomenal in their volunteer effort in the last 5 weeks, but the reality is that at the current time, the market just won't support an online-only news source with that size staff.
Founder Kevin Preblood, site organizers needed 50,000 subscribers to move forward, but got just 3,000. Preblood says they will operate with a model that fits the number of subscribers they have. Two newborn puppies are recovering this morning after being discovered in a trash bin in Windsor. Three passersby found the puppies inside a plastic bag in a park. The puppies were less than 12 hours old. A Colorado Springs woman is okay after she ran from a bear, then got hit by a car. Ashley Swenson is 5 months pregnant. She managed to escape with a bruised leg. The Division of Wildlife's Michael Serafin says to stay calm if you encounter a bear.
To not run, but to slowly back away from the bear, to talk to the bear, to let it know that you are a human, and that you don't mean it any harm.
Wildlife officials put the bear down. Sports, NFL draft time, the Broncos with two first-round picks tomorrow, and the Rockies begin a three-game series at Coors Field tonight with the Dodgers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the Denver Drive is starting to wind down pretty quickly. Just a little bit of leftover slowing on the southbound side of I-25 downtown. A couple of heavy pockets that should be out of the way shortly on 270. It's only going to take you about 10 to 15 minutes as you're driving across Aurora this either direction of 225 off those main roads. Crashes, both of them in the cleanup stages, but may see some activity on Hamden west of I-25 as well as 35th and Colorado. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08.
Technology.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
The recently released Amazon Kindle 2 has a couple of new buddies, the iPhone and iPod Touch. A new app has just been pushed out through Apple's App Store, which allows users to read the exact same Kindle content with their Apple devices. It doesn't end there, though, as shared features include the ability to sync bookmarks, buy new content, and more.
Inspector Gadget.
Technology. Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
With the new iPod Shuffle, think zero, as in zero buttons. Yep, user control of the new Shuffle from the main unit to the headphones results in a reduction in size of around 50%. As cool as it sounds, though, there is one small caveat. If you're doing anything other than sitting still, you're going to have trouble grabbing the constantly swaying headphone control.
Inspector Gadget.
You are addicted.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol, as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the Ain't Misbehavin' Anniversary Tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown. Welcome.
We are live
for the world premiere
and action
showbiz.
The movie industry is all a Twitter about rumors of a big screen return for Tom and Jerry. If true, they would be following in the live-action footsteps of fellow Hanna-Barbera character Scooby-Doo. According to reports, the new Tom and Jerry movie will focus on how the two characters met and the reasons behind their subsequent rivalry.
Showbiz.
Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
Looking for a new companion to keep track of the time and the number of calories you're burning? You need to check out the latest additions to Garmin's Forerunner range of watches, including the 310 XT, which features a robust exterior, is waterproof to 50 meters, boasts improved calorie counting accuracy, and also has GPS and wireless connectivity capabilities.
Inspector Gadget.
Doing it. I mean, this is, sentencing reform is not a big partisan issue. It's just something that's happening all over the country, that sentencing laws are being eased or community and corrections and probation and parole programs are being beefed up instead of warehousing people in prisons. And things got really funky in January when Pete Weir, the safety department chief, so Ritter's cabinet person under safety, went to the commission and said, don't deal with sentencing reform this year. And
why did he say that?
You know, I have not heard back from him, you know, what his thinking was. I mean, I think what it is it's two things. I think, number one, it's sort of a Willie Horton issue. I think in the end, Bill Ritter doesn't want to appear tough on crime, especially in his first term.
You mean he doesn't want to appear not tough on crime?
I mean, not
tough
on crime, bear with me.
Right.
Thank you. And I think he also doesn't want a Willie Horton issue. He doesn't want a, you know, some prisoner getting out because of weaker sentencing laws and, you know, killing somebody or raping somebody. He doesn't want that on his hands, especially as he's trying to seek re-election. And as you said, his poll numbers aren't so good.
So this is in your mind, this is the ongoing Colorado effect of the Willie Hortonization of our politics, where criminal justice has become so politicized that there are still, large swaths of our political debate and our political establishment that are afraid to deal rationally with this issue for fear of being demagogued as weak on crime.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just not fact-based. I mean, it's not fact-based to keeping nonviolent offenders warehoused and locked up for these super long terms is helping our public safety. I mean, nobody's questioning that violent offenders, rapists, murderers, you know, should in fact be locked up and be locked up for long periods of time. But when we're talking about petty drug dealers or people, you know, this huge percentage of the people in our prisons who are there because they violated parole on some other little thing. And so it's just sort of this vicious cycle. They get snarled into the system. It's very hard for them to get out. And they get thrown back, you know, into these harsher and harsher sentences because, say, they couldn't get a ride to their probation hearing, you know, or they couldn't get a job to raise the money for the fines they had to pay. Or it's, I mean, when you listen to people's stories, I think that the public doesn't know how many people are in because of sort of administrative reasons.
Right, right. Falling through the cracks, they didn't fill out a piece of paper. Right, as you mentioned, and we're talking to Susan Green, the Denver Post columnist, about Governor Ritter and criminal justice reform in particular. And you're right, I think the public doesn't necessarily understand that, and the numbers about how many nonviolent offenders are locked up, they're really, really shocking. Now, the Denver Post's editorial board, who I know you don't speak for, but they are a big editorial voice in the state. They had said, look, the goals of criminal justice and sentencing reform are good, but the legislature just didn't have time to do it. And we talked earlier in this week to incoming state Senate President Brandon Schaefer, who said it was his opinion that the bill that was put forward wasn't necessarily, didn't have the consensus behind it that he wanted, but that it was primarily crafted to send a shot across the bow of this commission. Do you think that's right, and should we trust that that's really true?
Well, I think, you know, it depends on who you think is taking the shot. This is what killed me about Ritter's response this week, is that when I called him about this commission, and, you know, I found a letter that he wrote the commissioners basically saying, let me actually get the wording, bear with me. This is about the issue of sentencing reform. He wrote the letter earlier this month. The task is daunting and cannot be done quickly. Like any policymaker, I cannot responsibly promise uncritical endorsement of an entire set of recommendations without my own careful consideration. And I wrote, that's political speak for you guys deal with this slowly, and by the way, don't count on my support. What killed me about Ritter's response, or his spokesman's response to me last week before I was writing my Sunday column, was that they were blaming the commissioners for not having tackled this issue. They were blaming the commissioners, the members of this commission. Now, I know that there are lots of members of the commission, and not just the ones you'd expect, the sort of public defender types or the criminal defense types. There are law enforcement members of that commission who want sentencing reform. They get it. They live it every day. They want it. They're ready for it, and they're ripe for the discussion. But when they get told in January by a cabinet member, you know, dispatched by the governor, you will not deal with this issue this year, that's hypocrisy at its height. I mean, for them to blame the commission for not dealing with it after they have just told the commission not to deal with it is incredible to me.
That's like the most cynical kind of politics. I mean, that's the kind of thing that it's the kind of thing you'd see in a movie, or and it seems like a caricature. And you know, this is the kind of stuff that happens every day. Okay, so let me ask you this question. How much do you think that this issue is on the public's radar or not? I guess what I'm asking is, if you can play political strategist a little bit, is Ritter, just in the politics of it, is he right to be afraid of this issue before the election? Or is the fact that he dithers on an issue like that, is that potentially going to actually hurt him among voters?
That's a good question. I don't think, you know, obviously public safety is always a concern, and any time anything happens, any one terrible incident, you know, the Capitol Hill rapist, or, you know, you have something like that, then there's always sort of a bump in discussion of it. So right now, I think people are talking about the economy. I think people are talking about, you know, the right is talking about immigration. People are talking about the new energy economy, which is sort of what the governor has staked his career on. And so I'm a little more cynical than that, and I have to go back to Ritter as a candidate. Ritter came as a DA. He was known as sort of less of a demagogue than other DAs. He's sort of a more reasonable guy, maybe a nicer guy. And he actually got buy-in from, you know, the defense community or people on the left. He got buy-in from, you know, people who weren't really psyched to have a prosecutor as governor. They sort of gave him a pass, and they would tell themselves, you know, well, this guy is just not really a member of that fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, he's pretty much supported everything that the fraternity of DAs has requested. And, you know, I wonder if he feels the need politically, you know, looking at reelection, have them and, you know, the police chief support him. I wonder if it's a calculation more about that than really thinking that, you know, your average citizen is actually thinking about sentencing.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. That he can. He's not envisioning necessarily voters going one way or the other, but he perhaps worries about DAs endorsing his opponent or law enforcement lining up behind his opponents, and therefore his opponents being able to use that as a bigger tough-on-crime versus weak-on-crime message. And actually, when I think through it, if I'm not mistaken, Scott McGinnis was a former highway patrolman, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean, Ken Buck, you know,
right.
He's looking at running for something. There will be a discussion of criminal justice, you know, next cycle as there is every cycle. But I actually don't think, you know, I don't know what your callers are saying, but I don't think that, you know, higher sentencing for criminals is really big on people's agendas these days. And I think what's really missing here is a real discussion about the numbers. I mean, we spent percentage-wise more on corrections than we do on higher education. I mean, that how much it actually costs to lock up people every year and what we're benefiting when they're sort of nonviolent offenders who might benefit instead from rehab and then get out there and actually produce something and add to the economy.
And when you think about it that way, really, the putting up how much we spend on prison versus how much we spend on higher education, that suggests a frightening societal commentary. We're spending more on locking up and meeting out punishment than we are on educating the next generation. It's like a really I think that's a symbol of a society that's got its priorities quite out of whack. Susan Green from the Denver Post, thank you very much for taking the time this morning. And please come back and join us as you report on this and other really important issues. I'm a fan of your column.
Thanks.
Thank you.
David. Okay, bye-bye.
That was Susan Green, the Denver Post columnist, about Governor Ritter's dithering on criminal justice reform. We're going to get back to the phones, 303-713-7600. Here on Movie Friday, who's your favorite stalker, your favorite movie stalker, creepy movie stalker? Entertainment Weekly has its list of 20.
We got a few more that came in via email and instant messages, too.
What do you got?
Bill Murray and What About Bob?
I was going to say, you know, when I was thinking about doing this topic last night, that's one that came to mind.
That's a good one. The Incredibles, the cartoon, have you seen that?
Yep.
Syndrome. I think it was one of the Incredibles.
Was it one of the good guys or the bad guys?
The bad guys.
Yeah, the bad guy. The guy, Jason Lee's voice.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger.
Oh, absolutely. He stalks your dreams. That's right.
And an older one, Wait Until Dark. Audrey Hepburn was stalked by some character, and somebody mentioned that. I couldn't think of the character, but an older movie, and Wait Until Dark.
Cool. And that reminds me, if you want to instant message us, www.am760.net. Go to the J. Marvin page, and you can instant message us. You can email me at ds@davidsirota.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. So you can email along your thoughts on Ritter or on the movie Friday question. And again, the topic of the day on Movie Friday is your favorite creepy movie stalker. And the political topic is, what do you think about Bill Ritter's awful poll numbers? Why is he polling so poorly? A new poll out showing that more of the state disapproves of his job of the way he's handling his job than approves of it. Why do you think that is? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. We do have a couple of late accidents hampering our late morning commute. One on Hamden, west of I-25 here near the Tech Center. Our other at 35th and Colorado there as you get closer to I-70. And the highways around town really getting back into shape. Only spot I'm seeing some heavy slow traffic right now is in North Glen, still on southbound I-25, 104th to Thornton Parkway. Going to take you about an extra 5-10 minutes to get through that little stretch. Your forecast: mostly sunny to start, afternoon clouds, and highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, a high of 56 and a few showers possible. Sunday, same deal, partly cloudy with afternoon showers and a high near 60. Right now, we're at 66 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more when you shop.
Now at the Home Depot, we're offering special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Plus, free workshops this weekend on spring outdoor projects, which means we'll show you how to save cash by tackling improvements yourself, then keep that cash in your pocket by postponing payments. Special deferred financing. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
One tree can absorb as much carbon in a year as a car produces while driving 26,000 miles. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates the tree at their season opening April 24th. Creekside Tree Nursery has the highest quality stock with the best selection and best prices in all of Boulder County. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com. Then visit their season opening April 24th, just east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. Or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647.
I have one of those days where everything goes right. First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You know, Memorial Day coming up. Here's a thought. Let's take a break from the economy and put it in the rearview mirror with a road trip. Start by heading over to Advance Auto Parts, where they've got 5 quarts of Pennzoil or Quaker State conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for $14.99. That's a complete oil change to get you ready to hit the road for less than $15. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Well, this life that I live,
924 here in Denver. 57 degrees going up to 72. If you're looking for me today, this afternoon, I'll be getting my shots for my trip to China in June. My buddy, Peace Corps volunteer over there, we're going over with him. And I'll be getting my shots, and then I'll be out on my patio in my sandals. I'm already in my sandals, but I'm not outside right now. And I should mention, this weekend, on Saturday night from 5:30 to 7:30, I will be at SEIU Local 105 at 2525 West Alameda here in Denver for an event sponsored by the Center for Progressive Leadership, talking about the economy and what the legislature is doing to try to address the economy. I'll be there with Colorado Progressive Coalition's Jesse Ulibarri. I'll be there with State Senator Abel Tapia, and there will be Adam Flores-Brennan from the Colorado Fiscal Policy Institute. And my buddy Mason Tvert will be there. So I encourage you to come on out on an early Saturday evening. It ends in plenty of time for you to go out and get dinner and drinks afterwards. Again, it's SEIU Local 105 at 2525 West Alameda Avenue in Denver. This Saturday, April 25th, from 5:30 to 7:30, I will be there. I'll be speaking. So I hope you come on out. We'd love to meet as many of you as possible. And now let's get back to the phones. 303-713-7600. We're talking about Governor Bill Ritter's awful polling numbers. A new poll out shows that more people in Colorado disapprove of the governor than approve of him. Why do you think that is? What do you think he's doing wrong? The poll also shows him losing to Scott McGinnis, the Republican, former Republican congressman and super lobbyist. Do you think Ritter's going to lose? 303-713-7600. All right, who's been holding the longest? Let's see. Mick in Denver. Mick.
David.
Hey there.
How you doing?
All right.
Listen, no politics today.
Okay. Just want to weigh in on the movie?
Well, I'm gonna throw some at you here, so if you give me an extra 2 seconds.
Okay.
Just to correct the lady earlier. Duel, it was with Dennis Weaver, but it was an 18-wheeler, not a car, that was stalking him.
Okay.
All throughout the Southwest Desert.
It was an 18-wheeler?
Yeah, and through California. 18-wheeler.
Okay.
And it was a TV movie. Real good movie.
All right, cool.
I'm gonna throw out at you here. You mentioned Cape Fear, and you like De Niro.
Yep.
Well, the original Cape Fear.
Right, I know. Yeah.
Robert Mitchum.
Yep.
And I'll take Robert Mitchum. De Niro did a great job. I'll take Robert Mitchum in that Cape Fear.
Do you know what's cool about the new Cape Fear was that they used the music from the old Cape Fear, and
yes,
and Mitchum was in the new Cape Fear as the kind of stoic and uncaring police chief.
Right.
It was a really cool little cameo.
De Niro did an interview and he said, "Amazing, working with Mitchum. How you know guys from that era, the James Deans, the Montgomery Clifton, guys from that era, how they had the art down to a science."
Totally.
Okay. So anyway. He also did a movie called Long Day's Journey Into Night, where he plays a preacher who's actually an ex-con.
Is this De Niro or Mitchum?
No, Mitchum.
Mitchum. Okay.
Great movie. De Niro, as far as I'm concerned, is a stalker, where he's in The Taxi Driver.
Yeah, absolutely.
I knew guys like that in New York because I used to drive hack in New York when I got out of college. And... there were guys that were very, very strange. They lived in a one-room flop house hotel apartment, you know?
Yeah.
Everything was just there, you know? And they drove hack, and sometimes you'd have to wonder how close to the edge these guys were from just mixing in with them or not. Sometimes you didn't want to mix in with these guys. And then Charles Bronson, Death Wish.
Oh, yeah, of course,
Death Wish. I mean, that was... he was just cutting edge homicidal.
Charles Bronson he's a weird, interesting, kind of creepy. The characters he played were really creepy. And
is he alive?
I don't know if he's alive.
No.
He died?
He just passed away. He passed away about, I'm going to say, no more than 2 years ago. He passed away. He had cancer. His wife, Jill Ireland, was also, really a great actress. Didn't get a lot of cred, but she was a great actress, and she played in movies with him, and he stayed with her to the very end. She also died of cancer and all. He just passed away, and I got to tell you, in terms of the movies that he did, he was always, outside of Death Wish, he was always one of those guys. He was one of the character actors. One of the greatest movies he ever did was The Great Escape. He was the Tunnel King. And I'll tell you, that just blew my mind when I saw that movie and the role that he played, digging the tunnel. He was Willie, the Polish, one of the Polish pilots that got shot down. That was in the RAF. And amazing, amazing role that he played in that. The emotion. He was claustrophobic, and he was digging a tunnel, a 4x4 tunnel to get out of you know, the prisoner of war camp. So I got to tell you, I miss him tremendously.
You're reminding me, you know, he played a really creepy stalker, like a good guy, good stalker, in Once Upon a Time in the West.
In the West.
He plays the stranger, the
stranger.
Unnamed guy who's hunting down Henry Fonda. It's really, and the, oh man, the ending scene of that is so good. When they're playing the harmonica, it was so sweet. And, the, and you're also reminding me, you talk about Taxi Driver, I should have mentioned this. One of the all-time great creepy stalkers was Malkovich in The Line of Fire.
In The Line of Fire.
Oh, man, that with the phone calls to Clint Eastwood, that movie, every time that movie comes on TBS, I'm like, I just can't look away. It's so
the psychology
good.
Of it. You know, these guys, these are psychological roles that these guys take to the very edge.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Hey, get on TCM. Get on TCM's website. They have so many great movies. You got to, you know, I know you like Lost. Get on TCM's website and watch some of these movies. They go back, you know, to the even the silent movies. Some silent movies are phenomenal. You got to educate yourself in that.
And I will.
In the future, I'll get in touch with you and throw some suggestions at you about cinema because I think you're more of a cinema guy than you know.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks
right,
for calling,
David.
Nick.
All right. Bye.
Let me read some emails here because everyone, I've gotten a bunch of emails here. Abe suggests Alien, the actual Alien from Alien. As the craziest, creepiest stalker. Daryl suggests, oh, this is a good one. Javier Bardem was the ultimate stalker in No Country for Old Men. It's sort of a Terminator kind of character. Good one. That's a good one. Alan Alda was the stalker in what? Alan Alda was the stalker in Wait Until Dark. Got it. Okay. Somebody emails in the truck in Duel. Somebody's weighing in here. Here we go. Bill from Wash Park. He's weighing in on the question about Governor Ritter. He's saying that he's low in the polls because of big oil, that the governor's done an outstanding job in moving our state to the forefront of the climate change struggle. And big oil has churned out massive amounts of advertising dollars to hurt him. That's fair enough. I think, I think the governor took a strong stance for severance tax reform. That's for sure. I thought he was doing the right thing. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Rick in Longmont. You're on AM 760.
Good morning. I just was listening to obviously the interview you just had, and you know, to become a governor you pretty much have to sell your soul to a lot of different people for money, and you know, for favors. And so it doesn't surprise me in the least. I don't care whether, quite frankly, you're a Democrat or a Republican, you know, it happens both ways. And so and quite the other thing is I've been seeing with him is he has been playing politics, and it's been a little more open than the last guy, which I wasn't fond of either. But I guess I just found her a little naive with when she was talking about that.
Susan Green, you're talking about?
Correct. Thank you.
I don't think she's naive. I mean, I think she was stating a reality. I mean, I don't necessarily subscribe to the idea that you have to look, you're going to have to make compromises if you're going to represent a whole state. I agree with that. Okay? But I don't think you have to make compromises on core issues, and I think that the public, especially a public that's stretched for time, working two jobs, working three jobs, that most people are keying in on whether the leader in question is strong, not on necessarily on even specific policy stances. I mean, I certainly think there are certain specific policy stances that people key in on. But my point here is that on an issue like criminal justice reform, when you've got a budget strapped and you've got potential Republican support for criminal justice reform, sort of slow walking it or burying it, I just don't buy the fact that that's necessary in order to get reelected. And furthermore, and this is really important, I don't think we as voters should start justifying politicians' behavior based on what we perceive to be quote-unquote necessary for politicians' self-survival. By that I mean we as voters should be advocating what we want. right? We shouldn't be saying, well, this politician isn't doing what I want, and it's okay because he's got to get reelected. That's we shouldn't be playing armchair political strategist, right?
Well, exactly. And doing what's right and wrong versus what is keeping me in a job. I mean, I've lost jobs because I wouldn't do the incorrect thing in, you know, for long term. You know, you have to keep your morals about it. And I see that we generally, a lot of times we don't.
That's right. That's right. And I will give you this. I will give you this, Rick. The political process to hold office creates all sorts of pressures that if you don't have those core values, if you're not really, if you don't have them in your heart, you can get pushed and pulled in all different directions. When you see a politician moving back and forth on an issue, especially a moral issue like criminal justice, are we going to incarcerate, I mean, really lock up nonviolent offenders, as Susan Green was talking about, then it becomes clear, I think, that it's possible that politician doesn't really have those core convictions. All right, listen, I got to get a break. You got a movie stalker for us?
Actually, yes. I just watched this the other day, and I guess it's more about being in the house. The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Where she's undermining your family from
within your house. Yeah, Rebecca De Mornay is completely creepy in that movie. Good call. Anyway. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
That is a perfect
that is.
One. She was creepy.
The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Yeah.
You know, I have a story about that.
Who wants a nanny like that?
My mom, and my mom basically, God, I was going out with some friends. I think I was like 13 or something when that movie came out, and I was going to go out on a date with a girl. You know, you're 13, whatever, a date. And we were going to go see that movie, and my mom was like, no, you're not allowed to go see that movie. Now, she didn't ban me from ever seeing it, but she's like, you cannot take a date. When you're 13 or 14.
Did you have a pretty sheltered childhood?
Yeah, there was a lot of Nintendo in the basement and G.I. Joe playing,
right.
And not a lot of shenanigans. My wife, Emily, thinks that I never experienced my period of rebellion, and so that my career, my professional life, is one giant expression of rebellion.
Yeah, there you go, man.
See, if you don't
it's
let
working
your kids,
into your favor.
If you don't let your kids rebel when they're kids,
they'll do.
They're
going to
become like Dave Sirota, and you don't want that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that, Dave.
Thanks, man. All right, let's get a traffic report.
All right, our traffic is looking pretty good on the freeways around town, except for I-25 jams both southbound and northbound on the southbound side, 104 to Thornton Parkway. So that's north of downtown, but it is busy there. Also, from 84th to Thornton Parkway. So a lot of traffic going on up there on the north end of town. Also, southbound 25, busy, a little slow from 70 past Spear Boulevard. And crews have just cleaned up that accident on Hamden at I-25. Your forecast, mostly sunny, going to be like yesterday. Maybe some clouds, possible thunder showers in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, though. Right now, 66 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Dick's Sporting Goods sneak preview is going on now in Aurora. It's all here. Great prices on a huge selection of sports gear for every athlete. If you buy sporting goods somewhere else, you'll pay too much. Get to Dick's Sporting Goods sneak preview going on now on South Ironton Street in Aurora.
There's a lot of Americans out there who are worried about how much tax they're going to pay. There's also a lot of Americans out there that just would like to get a paycheck.
At John Deere, we don't just build tractors. We build our reputation every day. Whether it's a Gator utility vehicle, an EasyTrack zero-turn mower, or one of our new 3E-series tractors, it's built the best way we know how. That's why they're smart investments, especially now during deer season with great financing at your John Deere dealer. Now more than ever, nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Colorado Equipment in Fort Collins, Greeley, and Holly.
One tree can absorb as much carbon in a year as a car produces while driving 26,000 miles. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates the tree. At their season opening April 24th, Creekside Tree Nursery has the highest quality stock with the best selection and best prices in all of Boulder County. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com. Then visit their season opening April 24th, just east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. Or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647.
happen like another motorist hits you, or you get into an auto accident, and their insurance and your insurance won't follow through and won't give you the treatment you need, or if you're hurt on the job and your employer or the insurance you pay for won't help you out, then you need to see Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. These guys are pit bulls, and they will fight corporations and insurance companies down to the last mile. Give them a call. They're Progressive Trial Lawyers, and they do a great job. 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Now at the Home Depot, we're offering special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Plus, free workshops this weekend on spring outdoor projects, which means we'll show you how to save cash by tackling improvements yourself, then keep that cash in your pocket by postponing payments. Special deferred financing. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Attention, Colorado residents. This is an important consumer alert.
Hi, folks. I'm Michael Mack.
And I'm Chris Gotzmer.
We are the Credit Card Lawyers of Colorado. If you're in credit card debt, bankruptcy and hiring a debt settlement company are not your only options. In fact, did you know that credit card debt can be wiped out in as little as 60 days without bankruptcy? Call 800-877-5000 and learn how to qualify. Now more than ever, credit card companies will work with Colorado residents to actually forgive most of your debt without bankruptcy. And unlike bankruptcy and debt settlement scams, no upfront fees are required. You can get started on this program without paying a dime in fees. 800-877-5000. 800-877-5000. TheCreditCardLawyers.com. TheCreditCardLawyers.com.
9:42, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. A couple stories I just want to update you on. This just in Colorado Polls, one of my favorite websites here in Colorado. It's talking about this effort to re-regulate the, not even re-regulate, to regulate the credit card industry. And it's being spearheaded by Mark Udall. His bill, the Credit Card Holders Bill of Rights, is starting to move in Congress. And Udall has been a longtime champion of that bill. And good on you, Mark. That's the kind of thing we want to see from you. Taking on the credit card industry is not easy, and so I'm thrilled to read that. And that's the kind of thing we need from Mark Udall. That's the kind of thing we need from everybody. But that's no small thing, folks. Taking on the credit card industry in Washington is tough stuff, and Mark Udall is doing it. This is not just press release politics here. He's really doing it. So I encourage you to check out ColoradoPolls.com for the story on that. And then I saw this at the CNN health website. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison have created a computer that will allow you to Twitter through your thoughts. They hook up electrodes to your basically to your brain and allow you to post Twitter postings. You, by thinking about the letters, this is an incredible story. You basically concentrate on the letters, and the letter will then go on the screen. And, well, why? I mean, it's a neat parlor trick, but for people who have diseases where their brain is effectively locked in a body that doesn't work, you know, like Stephen Hawking, for instance. This is Lou Gehrig's disease, that kind of thing. This is a major, major move forward that you might be able to ultimately develop a computer system that will allow you to transfer your thoughts into letters on a screen. It seems real sci-fi-like, but it's a real story, and it's, you know, they posted a here, I'm reading this. Check this out. Adam Wilson posted two messages on Twitter on April 15th. The first one, Go Badgers, might have been sent by any University of Wisconsin-Madison student. His second post, 20 minutes later, was a little more unusual. Spelling with my brain. Wilson was confirming an announcement he had made 2 weeks earlier. His lab has developed a way to post messages on Twitter using electrical impulses generated by thought. This is incredible. It's really incredible. All right, back to the phones. 303-713-7600. It is Movie Friday. We're getting your nominations for the creepiest movie stalker. Greg has emailed in, and he has suggested The Predator from Predator. That's can't believe that hasn't been mentioned earlier. Thanks for that one, Greg. What do you got? You got any more from the email box, John?
I think he had mentioned a couple other, or let me see what I got here. And this is also from Greg. He was a good guy, but Carrie
Elwes
from The Princess Bride. I know it's one of the most popular movie of all time, but I've honestly never seen it.
Oh, man, that's a great movie.
I know. Rob Reiner. It's my wife's favorite movie, but I refuse to watch it.
It's a good movie for kids, too.
And then Inigo Montoya, the man played by Christopher Guest, who killed his father.
No, well, Inigo Montoya is Mandy Patinkin, and he is stalking Christopher Guest, the six-fingered man. That's right.
Yep.
And I got an email here from Marianne. She suggests the Stasi agent in The Lives of Others, who's the East German police listening in on the activists, and then one from the 1970s, Gene Hackman in The Conversation. That's a great movie. That is a creepy movie. All right, we're gonna pound through these calls right now, so everyone keep it succinct if you can, and we can get to everybody. 303-713-7600. Why are Bill Ritter's poll numbers so bad? What do you think? All right, in the order that they were received. Julian Longmont, you're on AM760.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. It's Friday.
God, I don't know. I travel a lot, so I don't keep up with all the things. I'm still a Bill Ritter fan. I agree with you that with the things he's done, you know, for going more energy efficient and getting Colorado on the map for that kind of new technology. But I think part of it is I was in town when he had picked Michael Bennett. Is that who was
right?
Is it Michael Bennett for the Senate? And there were so many people that called in that were so upset with that. And you know, so I think that took a big chunk out of his popularity, but I'm still thrilled that we have a Democrat in the governor's seat. So that's where I stand on that one.
You got a stalker for us?
Well, this goes back because a lot of mine were already picked, but way back when Betty Davis in Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, where she stalked her own sister who was wheelchair-bound in this great big mansion. I mean, it's this great big old creepy movie where her sister had even a pet parrot, and she fixed her parrot for dinner one night.
Oh, I mean, that's weird. That's weird.
Yeah, so it's a good oldie. You know, I think it's probably even still a black and white movie, but that's one I remembered when all my other ones got picked. So
cool. Julie, have a good weekend.
Send out great, you know, good get-well wishes to Jay.
Absolutely. We're all pulling for you. We're all praying for you, Jay, if you're listening. Thanks Julie.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay. Tom in Westminster. Tom.
Yes, another area where Ritter has lost some numbers is because he took away our seniors' property tax exemption, and that's something I never would have thought the Democrats would do. And speaking as an unaffiliated voter, last time I voted for all the Democrats because I was mad at the Republicans. Now the next time I'm going to vote for all Republicans because I'm mad at the Democrats.
Well, the problem is what do you? I mean, it's a budget crunch. I'm not justifying it, but I am saying that like. You know, the Republicans would have us believe that you don't have to raise taxes on anybody, even though we've got a major budget deficit. So, you're kind of stuck in a between a rock and a hard place, aren't you?
Well, I still see them throwing money away on the other things, like in the Sunday's Denver Post. There's an article about a state representative taking a trip to Turkey on taxpayer funds. So they're not stopping that kind of spending.
Well. There certainly could look. I'm not going to say there's no waste in government. But what I will say is that the Republicans' idea that there's a Laffer curve, that if you cut taxes you can generate revenue, right? That's their whole old snake oil. You know, that to me is dishonest. I may not agree with some of the tax increases that Democrats are having to look at right now, but I give them credit for at least being honest enough to be honest about arithmetic, that you have to raise taxes to raise revenues when you have a major, major budget shortfall. Other than that, you're going to gut your higher education system and your other, you know, your roads and your bridges. I mean, that's why, by the way, I was so disappointed with the failure to pass sentencing reform, because one place that you can save a lot of money is on prisons. I mean, we are incarcerating nonviolent offenders, and that costs the state a huge amount of money. So, Tom, you got a movie stalker for us?
I rented a new movie out called The Lodger. It's pretty good. It has some twists in it.
The Lodger. Okay.
It just came out.
I'll check it out. Thanks for the call, man. All right, we'll squeeze in one more here before the last break of the day. We'll come back and get everybody who's still holding. We'll go to Jim in Broomfield. Jim.
Yeah, David. Good morning.
Morning.
To me, it's real obvious why Governor Fritter's numbers have gone down. The first thing he did when he come in is he vetoed a labor bill. Then, not only once, then the amendments that came on last November, he had pulled. They were really favorable to labor. He got them taken off the ballot. In addition to that, Michael Bennett, that's the poorest choice he could have made. I think he's alienated his base. I think that's why his numbers are down.
And I think that's the big danger for him and all this. It's not a given policy. I think the danger for him is that people in the election, if the base is really alienated, they won't turn out for him. And as we all know, elections are turnout games. Whoever turns out, you know, wins in a democracy. All right, you got a movie stalker for us?
Yeah, I do. I agree with you on Max Cady, but I don't think I've heard this one, but kind of been in and out of my truck, but Rutger Hauer and The Hitcher.
Absolutely. That was one of the early ones in the 6 a.m. hour. I couldn't agree with you more. Rutger Hauer is generally creepy, and he is specifically creepy in that movie. And I also love C. Thomas Howell movies. Call me, I don't know why, but C. Thomas Howell, the 80s star, he's like dropped off the face of the earth. I've always been a C. Thomas Howell fan. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
You're an outsider.
I am, and that's where. No, but it's
hey,
actually
Pony Boy?
Soul Man.
Yeah. Oh, Soul Man.
Soul Man.
Worst movie ever.
That's so great.
Oh,
I love it.
Horrible.
9:52. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 65 degrees going up to 72. Let's go to Turk for traffic.
All right, Dave. Got a problem coming southbound on I-25. Things bottlenecking at Thornton Parkway there. Can barely see it on the camera, but there's definitely something off to the left-hand side of the road there. These delays going all the way back to past 120th, maybe even to 136th now. Also slowing things down for northbounders heading into Thornton beginning at 84th Avenue. Rest of the drive getting back up into the 50s and 60s on most of the major highways around town. No problems on 225 in between 70 and I-25. Also a breeze driving across the tech center on I-25. Your forecast, mostly sunny to start. Afternoon clouds, highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, a high of 56 with possible showers. Same thing on Sunday with a high near 60. Right now, 67 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
When you're on your motorcycle, nothing catches you off guard. Until something does. Live longer. Ride further. Take a class. Learn more at comotorcyclesafety.com. That's comotorcyclesafety.com.
Now at the Home Depot, we're offering special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Plus, free workshops this weekend on spring outdoor projects, which means we'll show you how to save cash by tackling improvements yourself, then keep that cash in your pocket by postponing payments. Special deferred financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, Accelerated Piano Method, at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow-up to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics.
Show us.
Everyone.
once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One last reminder. Tomorrow, Saturday, April 25th, from 5:30 to 7:30, I will be speaking at SEIU Local 105 at 2525 West Alameda Avenue at an event with the Center for Progressive Leadership. We're going to be talking about the economy. We're talking about the budget here in Colorado, what's going on, what the legislature is doing to try to address the economy. So I hope to meet as many of you there as possible. If you're around, it ends early enough that you can go out for dinner and drinks afterwards. Again, it's a Center for Progressive Leadership event at SEIU Local 105 at 2525 West Alameda in Denver tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30. Hope to see you there. Let's get back to the phones. Mike. In Fort Collins, you got 30 seconds, Mike.
Hey, I just got a comment about Bill Ritter and Obama at the same time. I guess, isn't like maybe get policies done? Isn't it more like a rope-a-dope type thing where you almost let the ball drop and then you come back with it, kind of as a surprise tactic?
Well, I don't like to. I call that the secret pony plan. We're always led to believe that there's some secret pony, some secret plan that they have to be better. And that it's all part of a giant strategic plan. I like to judge people where they are, you know, call them as I see them. So until they, you know, when they go take one stand, then take another, I just think it shows weakness. It doesn't show strategy. George in Englewood. George, what do you think?
I was going to mention Robert Mitchum in Night of the Hunter.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one.
Oh, you've seen it?
I have heard of it.
Well, it scared me. They showed it on TV when I was a kid back in the 60s. That's a 55 movie.
I have heard of it. Thank you for the tip.
Noir.
All right.
Okay. And I think we're going to have a Republican governor, it looks like.
I got to tell you something. I really hope not, man. But if Ritter doesn't get his poll numbers back up, we may. And I hope that doesn't happen. All right. It's Friday. I'm out of here. I'll see you next week. I'll be back next week. Have a great weekend. It might rain, but try to get outside before it does.
Dick, look at my flower shop.
So many carnations. Interested in learning more about solar and helping the environment? Then join Independent Power Systems at Party for the Planet Kids Fest at the Denver Aquarium. Party for the Planet is the American Zoo Association's official Earth Day celebration. Kids Fest is this Saturday, April 25th at the Denver Aquarium from 10 to 4. Visit solarips.com/kidfest to learn more or to schedule a free solar assessment. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
At John Deere, we don't just build tractors. We build our reputation every day. Whether it's a Gator utility vehicle, an EasyTrack zero-turn mower, or one of our new 3E series tractors, it's built the best way we know how. That's why they're smart investments. Especially now during deer season with great financing at your John Deere.